United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
In a very wrong world. OWSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 9 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and I hope you're having a good day. I want to tell you, today is the 13th. This month is flying by really, really fast, and in the studio is Ben Sticks and Larry Long. Larry Long stopped in to say hi to us and hang out. Larry, where's your mic? Dude, you ain't got a mic on.
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on now.
All right.
Okay. And I want to wish Stevie Wonder, today's going to be a Stevie Wonder day. Today's his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why we're not doing, what's his name?
David Bowie.
And Nine Inch Nails.
But it's getting there. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to go there.
Absolutely. Have no choice. Turn your mic up. Your mic is down.
Turn my mic up.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah, turn your mic. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You're looking at her. Again, that number is 347-945-5229, and we want you to call in. It is open mic today, and we'll go where you want us to go. We are live, and we are live and unedited and unscripted. Please do not curse, say anything that you don't want anyone else to say, and don't talk on the phone like no one else is listening, because we have people that are listening, so we just want to get that out.
All over the world.
Yeah. All over the world. Now keep it light for the first 10 minutes, guys.
Yeah, don't say anything like kill my ex-wife or something like that.
No, you can say that, but don't say anything like that. I have a topic for you guys.
Okay.
Sticks brought me in some jerky. Y'all all saw my jerky, right?
Okay.
And I was at Sticks' house, and Sticks has a guide on canning and curing and smoking meat and fish and game.
He's one of preppers, right?
Yeah, he is a prepper.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. He is a prepper.
But it's not a doomsday scenario prepping thing. It's just an everyday way of life. This is a way to save money.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we do have tornadoes and blizzards in Ohio.
Yes, we do.
So it's nice to be able to just sit in your house while everybody else is freaking out because the store shelves are empty.
Yeah. A lot of bad things in Ohio.
So.
Earthquakes.
We haven't had too many to say stop that injection.
We only had one by a fault. What do you want? Jeez, old man, don't be trying to stop our economy.
What?
I haven't brought my newspaper today. Everybody else is, but don't try to stop it, because I'm going to get there. Because I got lots of stuff to talk about today. But I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks?
What?
This ingredient in the United States at the Department of Agriculture is listed for curing meat. It is found in just about every recipe in the USDA includes in its bulletins about cured meats. Now, I've always heard saltpeter was a bad thing.
Yeah, wasn't he one of the apostles?
I want to know.
What? No. That was one of the apostles, wasn't it?
No.
Saltpeter?
No.
It sounds like one of the apostles.
No. I want to know, Sticks.
What?
I always heard saltpeter was a bad thing for males.
that's a wives' tale.
It's. I don't know how wise it was. I don't know. But when I was at the Naval Academy, right? All the, you know, they would. I didn't eat. You didn't eat. You drank a lot, and they had the upperclassmen only drank the water. Now they would bring us these cartons and. I don't know.
They claimed that they fed it to us
in the military, on
a submarine.
But now listen to this. It says that they put it in the meat to make it red. It's all that. The reason why I'm asking them, this is a serious question, because you see a lot of men that have, prostate cancer. They have ED. It's becoming more and more open.
That's not that kind of Peter.
Ben.
No, it's saltpeter. It's different.
Well, the thing about prostate cancer is prostate cancer is almost directly 30% of the men 30 years old have it. It's just
it's there.
It's there. I think what and my father's been living with prostate cancer since 2005. I think the biggest thing and the reason it's everybody knows about it now is because of the early detection, whether that be through your PSA test.
Right.
Okay.
Which is a prostate-specific antigen that will show it. I know, that when my father when my father had it, I mean, the doctors normally after age 50 they tell you you should be
tested.
You get
checked every year.
Every year. My dad, since he was diagnosed, I remember when the doctor sat with us and told us everything that went on with his surgery. He asked all three of me and my two brothers our age, and he said, "Well, guess what, guys? You know, you can't wait till 50 now." So Eric and Sean and I, we went out looking for that guy with the small fingers. You know, that doctor with the... because you can't... Like my father, his the digital rectal exam would have never diagnosed it because it was on the backside. So they talk about it, the blood work as well as the digital exam.
Now, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you have all this, you know, a lot of... You see it all over. You know, infertility, you know, men, women trying to get pregnant, people getting pregnant, and then they tell me that you put saltpeter in all the meat. I've got a question. Hello, Six, it's your book. Here's your book back.
Thank you.
See, that's what happens when people read. That's what it said, see?
Yeah, I know. It's
just
saltpeter, yes or no.
Right.
What is saltpeter?
Nitrate.
It's in gunpowder.
It's in sparklers, too.
That's a good thing, then.
Yeah.
And they're putting it in meat, so it's something explosive that lights on fire that we're eating.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a whole new meaning to that burning sensation that you talk about.
They put, you know.
You guys follow me where I'm coming from?
Well, no wonder why I get heartburn when I eat.
But the FDA said it's all right, right?
Yeah.
That's what. But to see the FDA. Yeah.
They also said fluoride's all right, but it causes cancer too.
But, you know, FDA saying a whole. The U.S. government saying a whole lot right now, especially when it comes to everything. That's why my segue goes into. The government is watching. You can trust them.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We can trust the IRS.
That's what I'm saying. That's
absolutely
why I'm trying to
segue. Especially if you're conservative.
Well, no, it's not just about the conservative.
Or Jewish.
Yes. Conservative, Jewish, anything with patriot in it.
Tea party.
Tea party. It was a red flag.
You might as well be a Muslim going through an airport.
No. Muslim name.
Yeah.
Not a Muslim. Muslim name.
Yeah.
You know, or look brown.
Tell me about it.
Or have a tan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, the government, and so I stick, here's your book.
All right. Thank you.
But I just want to know, it was Six's book. And, you know.
Do you put saltpeter in yours?
In the jerky, yes. But when I make my bratwurst, I don't use the cure that comes with the seasonings, and I just make sure I freeze it right away and cook it well.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me I just fed people in this room your jerky and
you
it had
saltpeter?
Yeah. Well, you know, anything. I mean, any processed meat you buy's got it in it. If it says nitrites, that's saltpeter.
So nitrates.
Nitrites.
Nitrates are saltpeter.
Nitrate is nitrogen.
Okay.
Nitrite is
saltpeter. Okay.
So you got me feeding my guys nitrites.
Yeah.
Are they digestible?
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Or is that why we can light our farts on fire?
No, that's methane. You got to encapsulate that and go sell it.
Yeah, really.
Or give it to the cows because they're going to charge the farmers for it.
Well, then we're going to get some of this global warming that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
And the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. There is so much that has gone on since since Friday.
Yeah.
And so we will go wherever you guys want to go, but, you know, I'm not going to ask Ben where to start.
Where's Jeff? That's where I want to start. Where'd Jeff go?
Well, Jeff might not have liked my posting about the Browns and the Steelers over the weekend.
Oh.
He might be in hiding.
Oh, is he still upset?
He might be, because it was pretty abrasive.
I think after the second round of the draft, the Browns were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Poor Jeff.
I mean, bad day this year.
He's just like my father. My father's diehard Browns fan.
You know, and then somebody tried to put on you know, the Ravens are the original Browns. Now they're trying to make the Browns something different. I mean, yeah, they're Ravens, and they're there, and they used to be. But you can't go by the Browns, take them to Baltimore and say they're original Colt Ravens.
The Colts started out in Indianapolis, too. So, I mean, what's the difference?
They didn't go to Cleveland. They were smart.
Hey, Sticks, I got a question for you. I got a problem with buzzards. Let me tell you what happened this morning. My mom has this great affinity of taking, you know, leftover cornbread and throwing it out the backyard to the birds. I mean, she just loves it, and the birds come down and eat it. And so these big black birds came, and she was trying to shoo all the birds in the backyard out because they were trying to eat. And she went back in the house, and one of them came by and picked up a whole slice, not a peck on it, picked up a whole slice of bread. and took it with him. He said, I don't have to be shooed. I'm out. And so now she wants to get a dry pellet.
Pellet rifle.
Yeah.
Air rifle.
So she can shoot him.
Your mother's going to have an air rifle.
In the city.
In the backyard.
Oh, she's just banging to be. Well, pretty you said that on air, too, Tracy. I cannot believe it.
She's got in her favor. She's too old to go.
You
don't
have a gun.
Well,
you can have an air rifle.
She better go get it now before it is illegal.
They had a guy, what was it, New York City, that was playing in the park with his children with a toy gun, a squirt gun, and they arrested that guy.
Huh?
Oh, wait a minute. Don't go there yet, Larry. Larry, don't go there yet, because we got to get the guns when we get to New Orleans. But wait, hold on.
Okay.
So what can I do to get rid of the buzzard? Is it buzzards or was it ravens or is it, what are they?
Probably crows.
They're crows.
You could just feed us the cornbread instead.
Turkey buzzards got like a red.
Oh, they're ugly.
They got
a red. Yeah, you know it. It's a big bird.
If they were, they're.
They remind me of my ex-wife.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
What?
What did I tell you?
Nothing.
She said 10 minutes. I think it has it been.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah. See, I wasn't lying. I was being serious. That's no joke. They remind me of my wife.
Well, no.
X.
You can't. I mean.
Ex. Yeah.
Well, now, so what can we do? Can we just put out the? Can we put a scarecrow out there? Will that scare them off?
I don't think so. It'll scare all your other birds away. I mean, you can put pie pans on strings.
But we got to keep the birds and scare the crows.
Well, you ain't gonna do that.
How can I get to the birds and not the crows?
I have no idea.
What do you mean you don't know?
I got an idea. Why don't you get a scarecrow? See, that's why they call it scarecrow, because it scares crows.
He said it don't work.
No. It don't work.
Did you hear me ask the pepper who sits out in the middle of nowhere with the Taj Mahal looking at the birds go by? I asked him. He said I couldn't get a scarecrow.
You know what you need to do?
Is get a bird feeder.
Yeah.
That would eliminate
and put poison
right.
in.
No.
If you get a bird, just get your mom a bird feeder and some bird seed, and the little birds will come, and she can watch the birds and the crows.
Oh, the crows won't come for the bird seed?
No, they can't get in it.
They can't get in it.
Too big.
Oh.
They're too big. Now, see, we used to have great fun. My wife made me move it. We had a bird feeder. It was hung right on the edge of the porch, on the porch roof. And the cats would sit up on the railing, and they would jump and try to get them birds. And it was great entertainment. And
Were they ever
No,
successful?
Every now and then they got
a little bit feathers.
Full of feathers, but they never got an actual bird.
Hmm.
But, I mean, it was great entertainment. My wife thought it was mean.
Should have got your cat an air gun.
No. So you said get a bird feeder. But cornbread won't fit in the bird feeder.
As I said, feed us the cornbread. Forget about the birds. We'll eat day-old cornbread.
Lots of butter.
Yeah.
Warm it up a little bit in the microwave.
Exactly. Come on. I mean, there's a crow out there eating better than I am right now.
Well, yeah, because you're sitting there eating snow caps. I can't believe you're eating them. I haven't seen those in a coon's age.
Well, you can't say that. That's a racial slur. No, if I would have said that.
Oh, yeah, she jumped on it.
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say that.
You can't
right.
say that I can say that.
Yeah.
Larry.
I like him.
Larry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try again.
You said 10 minutes. We exceeded that, so it was wide open.
It's open game.
Yeah, you said
it's almost 25 after now.
Yeah.
And Jeff is on his way.
He is? He texts you?
No.
No?
I don't know. Man, I haven't checked my texts. You know, Stick says I don't check my texts. So, you know. The number's, again, 347-945. Oh, wait. Oh, he did text me.
Jeff texted you?
Yeah, he's watching the president's press conference.
That's the last excuse you need to be late for this show. Let me tell you. That is the last mistake.
No,
that's
no,
the last excuse you should use.
Let's start here. I've got about 3 minutes before I go to break. Let's start here, and then we'll come back, and we'll go into the weekend. Nobody wants them snow caps.
Shh. I'm not allowed to have them.
I know. That's why I'm saying it out loud. So everyone knows you're eating stuff you're not supposed to be eating.
Yeah, I'm diabolical. I mean,
you might be diabolical. Like a whole other. Wait a minute. Question. I forgot my train of thought because it was a good one. You be talking about guns.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's air pistol,
mm-hmm.
right? It's air rifle.
You can get rifles or pistols. You can get CO2. Them CO2 pistols are.
Yeah, all rifles are air rifles.
22. All rifles are air rifles.
That's true.
So hold on. Do air pistols or air rifles look like real guns?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are real guns.
Now, see,
actually,
do you mean they are real guns?
The Lewis and Clark took an air rifle with them.
Why does Superman need a gun?
No, Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
That's not Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
You remember, you know, the Louisiana Purchase and the expedition, and we went, you know.
Lois and Clark, Superman.
Sacagawea.
Yeah.
No, she didn't go to Youngstown Public
Hubbard.
Schools, did she? She went to Hubbard. Same thing.
Same thing.
So,
okay.
Superman went to Louisiana.
Yeah, that's when they kidnapped Sacagawea and kept her in a basement in Cleveland for
10 years. Yeah.
Well, we rip on the Browns. Now we get on Cleveland.
And the brothers knew, but the brothers didn't know anything about it. But you have people in the house, and you're living in the house, and nobody knows.
And nobody knows.
Your babies are just showing up.
Yeah.
Somebody
had a baby. Here it is.
Yeah. The screams in the basement weren't a clue.
Somebody called. Showed up. They had a little kid.
Supposedly, somebody called the police and said, "Hey, there's a lady in the backyard on a chain with a dog collar around her neck."
No, I don't think that was right.
You don't think that was right?
I don't think that was right, but I do know that they had.
Well, that's an everyday occurrence in downtown L.A.
No, you don't birth babies in the pools. That was like a Goss Mel thing. And then the baby started walking around
swimming
around the toilet bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwing up, yeah.
And then they had a real kid. There's a real kid around here somewhere.
6 years old?
Yeah. Mm. That they had in the pool.
And they said.
They birthed the baby in a little pool.
Yeah, the one girl helped the other one.
Yeah.
And they beat. And one girl, he'd get her pregnant, and then they'd beat her in the stomach because
she miscarried.
Goss Mel.
No, that's...
Same thing.
Yeah.
Well, that guy...
And somebody said it was hung, but I got to go back to my question about the guns.
Okay.
Boy, OJ's looking old.
What is...
Holy night.
Whoa.
He don't look... Why
is he back
looking,
in court?
Prison hasn't been good.
He's asking for a new trial.
Man.
He's claiming his attorney didn't...
Yeah, he got bad advice from his attorneys.
Yeah, when his attorneys told him, go get the stuff that belongs to you. Take a gun.
No, that's when you realize when you're black and you think you're white again and go back to where you came from and forget that you were who you were when you got there. That's another story for another day. Hold up.
Okay.
Guns.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody should have a half a dozen.
No. What is the difference between Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, and the Boston bomber, and New Orleans yesterday, and everybody's shooting up 19 people?
Mm.
What's the difference?
See, nobody cares about the people that live in New Orleans.
Similarity would be the most thing. It'd be you have crazy.
Okay, yeah. We got crazy.
You got crazy.
We got crazy, but what is the difference? Why is it that I had to search it out on the internet to find out about the 19 people get shot, but when it happened in Boston and when it happened in Newtown, it just stayed all day? I just want to know. I couldn't watch nothing else on the news. They had no other focus.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about New Orleans. This is the honest to God truth, but I'm betting it's because they're black.
How did you know that?
So, because you wouldn't have brought it up unless it was.
It's sort of like, Tracy, just what we go through, May 4th here, right? May 4th. Well, you had Kent State, right?
Right.
But a lot of people don't know that there was a shooting at Jackson State right around the same time. Same type of protest. They were protesting the Vietnam War. But you never hear about them.
And the thing about Kent State is they neglect to tell everybody they were burning that town down for a week before this happened.
But no, listen to what I'm saying. Newtown, Connecticut, the whole system shot down. I'm serious. News system, they converged on Newtown, Connecticut. Like they had never seen a shooting before in life.
I told you a long time ago, one dead blue-eyed blonde girl is worth about 100 black, dark-skinned, black-haired black children.
Blacks are supposed to shoot each other.
Yeah.
Tracy, you don't know that?
Yeah, especially in the news. That's the way they feel about it.
South Carolina, your mic is on.
Tracy, I heard about this thing, and I saw it, and I went to my usual news sources, and they had it up. And I shot out some more. I went to New Orleans to their affiliate, and I found it there. But CBS didn't have it. MSNBC didn't have it. ABC didn't have it. CNN. They had a little blurb on the bottom about it. Fox ran one story, but they had going on their ticker the whole time. So I don't see no massive manhunt for this dude either.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't shut down New Orleans for this for these people. What's up? And wait a minute. And hold on. And I don't hear nobody talk about guns today. Because I'm quite sure the guns, because all I heard was it looked like it was urban violence.
Those were air rifles.
Urban violence by foot. He had a handgun. How do you shoot 19 people with one handgun?
Well, if it, well, no, no, but see,
Marvel
I ain't heard,
magazine.
But I ain't heard nothing about, I'm quite sure these folks are using illegal guns, not legal guns. See, I don't hear no gun rights. I don't hear no shut them down. I don't hear no nothing. It's like it never happened. Please explain to me how you can shoot down 19 people on Mother's Day and it not be news.
Don't they?
He called it.
Yeah. Well,
he called it.
But don't they have really restrictive gun control laws in New Orleans?
Yes, yep. They do.
But see, but see, if it's black, it goes in the back. Just
he
like
had an air rifle.
Baby.
I'm with you. He had an air rifle. It was legal. It was an air rifle.
It was a legal air rifle.
And that's how he shot 19 people. Because you definitely don't have illegal guns in New Orleans.
No.
Don't
have
any
in Chicago either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
no,
LA.
There's no gun crime.
I just have issues. And then I've got to take a break. And when I come back, I've got to go to the mayor's vote a little bit. And the Vindicator's article yesterday on the color of the vote in Youngstown City and tied to guns and the crime in New Orleans and Newtown and the kids getting shot and all that together in one big pot, because the media acts like they don't have anything to do with what's going on here when they are the propagator of it all.
Hey, Tracy?
Right. Yeah.
Tracy, have somebody while you're off the air Google Tawana Brawley, because you're not going to believe this.
No.
She back in the news again?
She's back.
I'll be right back.
News,
you're
folks.
Listening to Tracy and Friends. The number is 347-945-5229. When we come back, we'll find out what Tawana Brawley is doing. That is what you call Al Sharpton's nemesis. We'll see you on the side of the break.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A 37-year-old Youngstown man was fatally shot at a home on Loveland Road. Police say Robert Vanderpool told his mother he had been shot, and when she went to the door, she was shot in the leg by someone outside. The incident happened shortly after midnight yesterday morning. Police found a couple of marijuana plants in the home. A man and woman are in custody in connection with a string of burglaries in Columbiana and Trumbull counties. Police identify the two as 38-year-old Sheldon Robinson, who was arrested after a high-speed chase, and 27-year-old Melissa Dixon. And three women who emerged from a Cleveland house after about a decade in captivity say they're happy to be back home. An attorney for Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight says the three are extremely grateful for the support of their families, law enforcement, and from the community. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
This is Derek Hart, General Manager of Staff Right Services. We excel in providing recruitment and placement for a wide range of skilled job candidates on a temporary, temp-to-hire, or direct-hire basis. When businesses need assistance finding reliable employees or individuals need help finding a steady job, they turn to us. To learn more about how StaffRight can help you, visit us online at staffrightservices.com.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600. WSOM.
Too high, too high. I'm hoping it ever come down.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It's 37 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. And here on the 13th of May. And in studio is now Jeff, Larry, Ben, and Sticks. And here I'm Tracy, and I hope you're having a good day today. Call us. We want to hear from you. South Carolina and Alabama's on the phone. I've got to go back to what I was saying, and I've got to complete this thought. Then I'm going to sit back and shut up and let the guys have fun today. I got this issue. The media yesterday. I got the Vindicator, which is our local newspaper, and they were talking about the mayoral race splits mostly along racial lines. And they talked about how how we had a black guy and a white guy, and where people lived and where people didn't live, and how they voted. And we know that in the Mahoning Valley, the 4th, 7th, parts of the 5th, parts of the 3rd, and some of the 6th, there's white votes. Then you got the rest of it, and that's African American votes. And so you look at the map, and yeah, they did fall in racial lines, and it was very, very disproportionate. You could see the flip of where black people and white people live. Bar none. But we have major issues when you don't look at how you point at 19 people getting killed. Go ahead, Larry. We're 19 people getting killed in a Mother's Day parade in New Orleans isn't covered like you would the 20 kids getting shot in a school, or the 7 people getting bombed in Boston or the whenever, you know, if it happens in a white neighborhood, that it's so sensationalized and everybody's so upset, then all of a sudden when it happens in a black, you can't find it. Oh, that's just how they live.
No, I do have to say this, though. The 19 people in New Orleans, were they adults or children?
Some kids. It was Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was kind of mixed.
It was Mother's Day. It was some kids and some adults.
Okay.
You know,
because I mean that's one of the things that made Sandy Hook so.
No, it didn't.
So outrageous because it was all little kids.
No, it wasn't because teachers got killed too.
Well, I mean, he's right. The sensationalism with the children.
Just pull that mic, CJ.
It's not on. Sorry. He's right. The sensationalism was the children.
But, you know, black kids die every day.
Yeah, we have black kids dying every day in every major city in the United States.
Absolutely.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
In their beds.
Wow.
Old women get shot, too.
No.
All them cities where you're not allowed to have a firearm outside of the house.
Like, it's impossible. You're not allowed to have a gun there.
That's right.
So it can't happen.
And so tell me, why do we treat it differently? I mean, tell me. I mean, 19 people is more than 8.
Tracy, I think some of it, and my sister, I'll give her a little quick shout out. It was her first Mother's Day.
Happy Mom's Day.
She's the new deputy warden of Allegheny County Jails.
Okay.
And I went in there, and I've been into different prisons throughout our either federal or state level, and you see the population, and a lot of them look like you, me, and Jeff in the prisons, right?
That's true.
So it's sensationalized when it happens in a predominantly Caucasian community. But, you know, if President Obama really wanted to talk about gun control, he should have started in Chicago like Six was talking about. I mean, when it gets warm in Chicago, the PD is upset because the crime rate and the shootings go up. I mean, there was one weekend just recently where they had 20 shootings in one 12-hour shift.
So please tell me, news, we talk about guns, and you see the president's just touting, and you see all these people talking about gun rights and how we need to have, you know, across the board, registration, and you got all this stuff going on, and they run the hype on assault rifles and magazines. They try to make this kid in Newtown, Connecticut, they try to make it seem as though he had an assault rifle and he had a handgun. I mean, look at the lies that they tell. Look at the misinformation that they give. And then why do they want people to clamor when they choose?
But they won't bring up the one thing that all of these people have in common. All these mass shooters have one thing in common.
That a bad hair day.
No. They were avid, violent video game players. Every last one of them. The guy that shot up Norway, he dropped out of civilization for over a year and played video games 16 hours a day to prepare for that attack.
I have seen that part of it, but I also think the one thing, and I talked about it the last show, the one thing that's also in common with all them is somewhere along the line, every one of those mass shooters was on some kind of psycho drug.
Right.
But my issue is the coverage of it and the I'm not talking about the person who is the actual proprietor. It's not them. My problem is the media coverage, how they lay it out, and how they use it for their own political benefit.
Well, I heard Jeff mention a good friend of ours that passed, Mike Corrett, and Mike's one of his statements he told me, I think it was back in 2004, was that if it is hurting the African American, or if it's hurting the white community, it's killing the African American community. And I think that's where that plays into this, Tracy, is because I saw it in Columbiana County. You know, when the drugs first came through down there, it was big in East Liverpool, right? So it was a East Liverpool problem. It wasn't Columbiana County problem. But it got to be a big problem when that same stuff in East Liverpool started showing up in East Palestine and in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, some of our friends, Tracy, you know, Dave Johnson was like, oh, man, we got a problem. I said, Dave, we've had that problem. It's not new, right? So you're just seeing it now. So a lot of times like that, when it happens in the African-American community, it's supposed to happen. That's just regular news. But now that it starts to filter over into some of these other communities, then you see the sensationalism. And you got to remember, even though the African-American community is, 18% of the United States, okay, the majority of this country is still Caucasian. So when it happens there and they see the stuff happens.
The faces that look like them.
The faces that look like them. Then it gets sensationalized because most of the media, if you look at it, they don't look like us.
But the media, I mean, this, but the I'm looking at this, they wrote an article, you know, a decent article about the mayoral split upon racial lines.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we cohabitate if we keep on voting based upon the hue of a skin? When you get, that's like voting for a Democrat just because he's a Democrat, or voting for a Republican just because he's a Republican. It gives you mind crazy, because you can get bad people in based upon voting for superficial things.
Well, I'll say it like this. What?
Your mic ain't on.
It's not on. Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's on. That's,
now?
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. I have to stop directly. It has always done along racial lines. It's just that now people are a little upset because it's going the other way in some instances. And so, because you've always had white people in office. So you have to understand that. And you have to understand that when people, black people, get a chance to put black people in office, that they are going to do it. But here's the other dynamic. You had a good 5 to 7% of white people did not trust the endorsed candidate, and they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to vote for us, and they didn't. I had a lot of people come up to me in the weeks prior saying that they were going for Tito Brown and they were not black.
So how did Ted Strickland get elected governor then?
Well, Ted Strickland got elected governor very easily because we knew that there was no way that Ken Blackwell could survive the fall election after having had a fight
in the primary
in the primary.
With Petro.
But they didn't do anything about it either. The party did not force Petro to wait like they forced Ken to wait so many years before.
They've done now, that.
That's,
kind of
done that.
That's a very valid point.
That smacks of a sort of a little bit of racism there. Okay, because Ken Blackwell would have won that election hands down because there was just so much, but with no money and the party split, you couldn't do it.
And that was a unique election, too, because if you looked at the way the polling come back when Ted beat Ken.
It beat him bad.
It beat him bad. But it was the same type of beating for the two African-American Democrats that were on that ticket at
absolutely.
The same time. It
absolutely.
Was identical.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there was people within the GOP that said, maybe paid lip service to Ken, but they either sat at home or they didn't vote for Ken. You know what I mean? So it was the same percentage.
I think he'd been a heck of a governor. I really do.
I do too. But the issue. But see, my issue is, and this is my problem. They speak with forked tongue. And South Carolina and Alabama, you guys can jump in. They speak with forked tongue because they talk about how they wanted to ease racial tensions in America. But the media propagates it, and they put it up, and they make money on it, and they separate us, and they divide us, and they keep this polarized image in front of us so that we will be where we are. And we're too dumb as the American people to pay attention to the games that's being played on us.
And we're a national audience, so I think you should preface that, too, because the Democratic primary in Youngstown is the election.
There is no GOP candidate
going to win. So
you might have an independent.
Yeah.
We got independents coming out the wazoo. Everybody's an
but
independent
you know
right
what,
now.
Tracy?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Like, I think there's a big elephant in the room that a lot of people don't really like to talk about, and I think it's the fact that a lot of us in the black community, it's a badge of honor to glorify, you know, ignorance, violence. You know, I think that's something that we don't want to address. I mean, I know a few people just from Montgomery, Alabama, that if you step on their shoes, it's up in the air whether you may get shot. I mean, that's the type of animalistic behavior that a lot of people exhibit. And I think a lot of it has to do with lack of resources, jobs in the community. But then people kind of regress into this animal, like Chief Keef from Chicago. A rapper was messing around with his mom. She's only like 32. The rapper was about 18. He tweeted that he was in Chief Keef's neighborhood. Now, Chief Keef's about 18, 19 himself, 17, something like that. The guy got shot in the back, killed. Chief Keef goes online and on Twitter and tweets, you dead, LOL, LMAO, or something, you know, just picking fun at this guy getting killed, you know. And this is the type of, you know, and you got to hold his mom responsible. She's raised this type of cancer. This is who our kids are listening to. This is, and look, I like hip hop like the next person, but we're not being responsible in what, and you know, a lot of these companies are owned by black people. So,
no,
you know,
not.
These Jewish guys that own these companies are really pumping out ignorance, and they want you to act like an animal, or you know, they want you to have an animalistic response to certain instances, and then, you know, we're proud of it. Like the girl, Kay Michelle, she cussed a guy out from Boston, got him fired, and was like, I'm from the streets. Like that's something good. Like, that's something
but,
to brag
but
about.
Alabama, we need to understand the environment and the climate that they propagate. I mean, if you look at what they put in front of you as African-Americans and they glorify and they elevate in front of you, even for our young people, if you're not conditioned in your own home to see something different, you will become something different.
Right. Like,
and,
Hold on. Yeah, I hate that too, Tracy. It's like the only way out of the hood or that is to be a baller in the NBA, a baller in the NFL, or a rapper or something like that. And when the chances of you as an African American doing that, we could have a whole lot more Benjamin Carsons than we will have LeBron James in the African American community.
Let me go here, and then I'm going to go in South Carolina. I'll pull you in. I watched Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice. He has Dennis Rodman, who is just special. You've got what's his name, Lil Jon, and he's not as special, but he's almost special because he's.
Hi.
You got Omarosa, who will throw anybody under a bus and lie just to get across the street, and you've got Dippy Latoya Jackson. Then that was this season. Last season, they had Star Jones, who made it on a whim, and she gets fired from everything she touches. You've got Nene, who's on the Wives of Atlanta, and she is just enough. That is not what I'd call a good role model for anything or anyone called female. And you put them in the room with Donald Trump's daughter, who is refined and is not as old as a peanut shell. Don't we have people out there that are intelligent enough to be exciting enough? Because the men that have won that have been of color on when they've done the regular ones have been men of stature.
Right.
But when they go find and put the all-stars on, they go find...
Well, celebrities.
No. Omarosa is not a celebrity.
Well,
they're looking for... They're looking
might
for,
be
they're looking for.
Ohio.
I disagree with you. She is a celebrity.
I think it's a minstrel show.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's people across the country that know her name, and they don't know ours.
She became a celebrity when she was on the regular
show. Yeah,
She has that great pedigree to be a great, but she has the pedigree. She made the show with all the Harvard and Yale people. She came in through that genre, so she actually has the pedigree to be capable.
I wasn't supposed to say I lied. Man, dude. Don't make me, because there's words I'm not allowed to say on the radio. Y'all can't make me do that.
It's one of the words I'm not allowed to say.
You can't say that word.
She's a celebrity. I'll give her that, but not for all the wrong reasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
just like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, exactly. So they shape these people into celebrity that shouldn't be celebrity, and I'm having problem with the celebrity that they're shaping because the images that they put in front of our young people, both black and white, are not good imaging.
Well, Tracy, it's
hold on, Alabama.
I've got to
bring South Carolina in. Hold on. Go ahead, Sal.
Well, Tracy, speaking of imaging, in 1987, a young lady named Tawana Bralette, she was 15 at the time, they found her in a bag, a garbage bag, naked with racial slurs written all over her body. The grand jury had an investigation. You know, she accused, you know, seven guys. One guy wound up killing himself because it virtually ruined his reputation. And after that, the whole thing turned out to be a hoax. Well, yesterday, some folks in New Jersey had a fundraiser for the Tawana Brawley Defense Fund. Okay? She owes it started out $190,000, but it's over $400,000 now. She hadn't paid anything on it in a defamation suit against one of the defendants, and these folks are are really supporting her and raising money for her. One of the guys, you know, went as far as saying there was nothing but a bunch of rich Jews financing the slave trade, and white people are violent and cruelized people. And so I'm like, so now she went out and she perpetrated a hoax, and they're the ones who are the bad people?
And you wonder why there's a theme in New Jersey and in the Devils.
It was funny on that one, Tracy, because the original fundraiser, I guess, was supposed to be held in Harlem, but Tawana Bradley still has an arrest warrant for her, so that's why they held it in New Jersey. But, you know, the caller's right. I mean, it's sometimes we're our own worst enemies.
Can somebody please explain some of this to me?
One of the guys was a pastor. He was a pastor at a church.
Oh, yeah.
I just got issues. I'm serious, and y'all gonna make me say stuff I'm not supposed to say on the radio.
Now you got to look at certain things. Now when you look
we got 7 people, 8 people. Hold up, go ahead.
I'll explain it to you. It all harkens back to slavery when black on black violence was proliferated by the white slave owners.
Then I ought to cut your throat.
He's got a valid point. They had the fight. However, when do
that's
we
black on white violence? You'll get news for that.
Yeah, you get news for that one. When do we stop living in slavery? That was what?
That's totally. I totally disagree with that.
Ago?
That's not even true.
What?
That's not true.
What?
What he just said. What he just said is not true.
There was
a time where our crime rate was actually lower than in the white communities. It was when we integrated. And all of these doggone programs start, then you create an environment for apathy. You create an environment for women to sleep with guys that wear pants around their butt and don't want to do nothing but make babies because they get benefits as long as you don't have a man in the house. That's when the violence kicked up. Before that, that's why we call the gun a Saturday night special, because people had jobs in the black community, and we weren't what we were, what we are now. Slavery. If you go back, even at the families were together, people were doing, we were upstanding. Just in the next 10 years after the Civil War, we went out and did a lot of good things. So this slavery, look, I think racism exists. I think there's a lot of stuff going on, but to keep going back to slavery, it's just,
are you telling me that Roots was wrong?
Hold on. Let me say this, and Jeff, I know you're going to add to this, but this is, the condition of the mind can be targeted through some slave activity. Uh-huh. As we go to climb out, they keep on putting oil on cellophane, and we keep on sliding down, and now we've gotten to a place where we just said the heck with it all. But what I'm saying is, what's happening also is, those of us who are out, they have conditioned us not to put our hand back in the bucket to pull them out. And if we put our hand back in the bucket, if we are unorthodox, like a Harriet Tubman, then the people bite us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are out there to bite us, because the whole issue is not to bring people out and not to make us cohabitate effectively inside of society. And the media is the big propagator of it all.
Yes, they
because
are.
They condition it. And the more I'm watching about mind control, the more I'm watching how cartoons and how they put embedded code messages into certain things, and then you watch the behavior of people, I don't think we really are being cognizant, both black and white, about how we're going to make this happen. Because they're making us stay apart.
I still don't know how they got Barney to be purple.
Well,
you got to understand.
I wanted to clarify to one point though. Ben was right, and in Alabama, you're right as well, because up until 1965, a young black woman under the age of 25 was more likely to be married with children than her white counterpart, and so that ended right after the Great Society programs. You're absolutely correct. But what happened was, we went back to when certain things were denied us, and that was the ability to be free and to make our own way. When we lost that, we started going back to the practices that we learned only in slavery, because that's the only thing we ever learned, is how you treat each other. The black women hollered at black men about what he wasn't doing and didn't do, because that's all he ever saw or ever knew that the slave master ever did. And the and other people treated black people a certain way as well. And so therefore that attitude, they started treating each other that way, because they were always put in competition against each other. That is a
old
in this country tradition in the black community, because it was taught that to us while we were stripped of everything else of culture that we ever had known.
Right.
Hold on, Jeff. I don't even disagree with you on that point, though. I look at what you were just saying.
Hold on, Alabama. Wait a minute. Let me call you in, okay?
It goes back to a point and a part of the African-American community that's near and dear to Tracy and I's heart, having served on the school board, is education. Because how would you know this stuff can be tied to race, you know, to slavery, unless you was educated on it? You know, even the hue of your skin, I would have been back then one of the house Negroes, because
absolutely,
I'm light skinned. Jeff would have been a field Negro. And that Django, I watched it. It was funny, ironic how some of the parts in there played. I mean, it got some negative reviews. But when I watched it, it's like, was it Samuel L. Jackson's character? You know what I mean? Hey, boss, you going to let this Negro stand in our house? You know what I mean? So there was all kinds of things in that movie that, but unless you know how slavery affected you.
Hold on to your thought, Alabama.
Sorry.
I'm going to take my break. When I come back, I want you to pull it up, because I'm going to tie all of this into the current situation with the President of the United States of America, the color of his skin, and how he's viewed and what he's doing and how it is manipulating the whole system by both the media and the racist.
Don't you call him white. You can't blame it on us.
He was women. He was half white.
He was half white. No, ain't no way. No, you blame him on us. No, yes. He does not. He doesn't pass. No. He doesn't pass that paper back there.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's looking at him and saying, yeah, he do.
SOM AM 600, the number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side.
Agency, the red flagging of conservative political groups may have started during the 2010 midterm elections. It's been a while since you've seen O.J. Simpson in a courtroom. He's looking for a new trial in his armed robbery and kidnapping case in Las Vegas. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
Making his first public appearance in 4 years, O.J. Simpson entered the courtroom in shackles. Now 65 years old, he was noticeably limping from an old football injury. His hair is graying and he's a bit more overweight right off the bat.
What happened that caused you concern?
Simpson's attorneys began calling witnesses. They're trying to prove he was misrepresented by his attorney 4 years ago and deserves a new trial. Simpson is expected to testify midweek. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Attorneys for accused Aurora, Colorado theater shooter James Holmes say mental health experts have now diagnosed their client, prompting them to ask a judge to change Holmes' plea to not guilty by reason of insanity. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 31, the NASDAQ up 6. This is ABC News.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears, because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite when I went to DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzyme that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
Another line for you. Sleep at night. Let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Rates of underage drinking are still unacceptably high, according to the government. A new campaign urges parents to chat with their kids early.
The time to talk to your children about drinking before they hit their teenage years, even as young as 9.
I've been meaning to ask you,
Is there any drinking going on in this crowd?
No.
That from a new public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The group's latest report shows that more than a quarter of American kids engage in underage drinking. The campaign is called Talk, They Hear You.
I'd do anything to keep you safe.
Okay, I will.
I hope this is working.
I promise. Love you too, Dad.
Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
The government has filed a last-minute appeal that will delay the sale of the morning-after pill, Plan B, to girls over 15 without a prescription. Astronaut Chris Hadfield, who made a music video while floating in zero gravity aboard the International Space Station, returns to Earth today with fellow astronaut Thomas Marshburn. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money.
And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human.
Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Sweet Jack on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 o'clock, log on to our website and take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more. Visit our website and see upcoming deals and open offers that you can take advantage of right now. Every week, you'll find half-price deals from some of the area's best places to dine, play, and shop. Make your half-price deal, and within 10 minutes of your purchase, we'll email you a certificate to print. And now you can even redeem your certificate using your iPhone or Android. So remember, at 9 o'clock each Friday morning, we'll open our online store for that week's business. And keep checking back for more half-off certificates from our area businesses. Sweet Jack Local Deals, every Friday morning at 9, from 600WSOM.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com. Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Still,
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I was building a case. Today is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. Again, that number is 347-945-5229 if you want to call us locally. You can do that also at 330-781-9600. You can check us out on iHeart at WSOM, 600WSOM.com, TracyandFriends.com, and anywhere else I can possibly find a way to plug our show in to get us out and across this beautiful globe of ours. In studio is Jeff and Larry and Ben and Six, and I'm Tracy, and we want to hear from you. I think everybody that was on the chat room, I think they all went off for a moment. But we were talking about, and I was building a case in reference to the media, what happened in New Orleans, Newtown, the views of news and how it is reported, how it is viewed, and how it is suppressed, and how it shapes the landscape of America. And here we have now the President of the United States of America. He stands up with the Prime Minister of Britain, and the first question when he goes to ask questions between he and the Prime Minister are, the first question was on the IRS, and the second question was on Benghazi, which had absolutely nothing to do with the Prime Minister of Britain. So I thought I'd bring that up because I want to show you how our media has been shaping our thoughts in our mind to get us to do what they want us to do based upon who they want us to do it for and how they want us to get it done. And we're all playing into it like a fiddle. Anybody want to take a stab at that?
Why is everybody looking at me?
I mean, the thing is, the major media outlets are just finally, there comes a point with everything
finally
where you can't ignore it.
They haven't done anything. I don't think they have. They've done what they should do in the last couple of days. Because I had to be a conservative reporter that had the first question.
I think you're starting to see the quote-unquote mainstream.
It's cracking.
The big thing Friday, and what it was wild because you saw the president call for a news conference, and he doesn't do a whole lot of those. But before that news conference was held, he had a private one with certain parts of the media. But the spin was in reference to the story from ABC News on Benghazi and how basically the line that got that the UN ambassador, what's her last name, Rice, got her in trouble.
Susan Rice.
Yeah, the talking points had been edited 12 times before it hit the final things that she hit the news with. 12 times that they had stuff that had been redacted or taken out and put back in differently. So that you're starting to see a little bit more of it. I mean, Benghazi is there's been probably two guys that's been really on it since the beginning.
Right.
One of them was Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's always been on it. And I think the turning point in Mitt Romney's thing is he should have just shut up when it was and let the media go with it. But there's a whole lot of, and every time you peel that onion, it just gets uglier.
Yeah, I think Romney the Republicans had an ad. It was basically a takeoff of Hillary Clinton's 3 o'clock in the morning phone call ad.
Mm-hmm.
And Romney refused to let him use it.
Yeah, it was a hard-hitting one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just as hard as Hillary's was when she did it.
Right.
But my question is, the IRS, Benghazi, the cover up of the White House, and this is not the only thing
right.
that's happening. You okay over there, Jeff?
Somebody just sent me a very offensive email, and I just couldn't believe it on Facebook.
I've seen some of your friends on Facebook, Jeff. I can believe it.
Jeff's got a lot of frenemies.
Yeah, he's got to be a frenemies.
Frenemies.
This is one that purports to be a friend, though. It's something like that.
But
Tracy, I think some of it goes back to, again, our ignorance as a whole, not just an African American community. There's a lot of people that does. Yeah,
yeah.
The whole electric, we don't understand that we have control of this. It says we the people. It doesn't say we the president.
Right.
And if we understood what was going on, there would be a lot. The media would have to report as it is because we don't understand. We're all going to have to, I believe, when this is done, get familiar with the impeachment process.
You think it's going to go that far?
I absolutely.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think if both of these issues, the IRS issue and the Benghazi issue, if there's a paper trail leading to the White House, there will be an impeachment.
Now the IRS issue, I don't think it got up that high. Now hold on. Let me finish my thought. This is what I believe. There are people who control people, but if I don't want you to know something, Jeff, because I don't want you to have to get muddy, I do it. You know I've done it, but you don't know what I've done because I never tell you what's going on.
But you're talking about plausible deniability.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Here's the thing, though. You have POTUS come on air and tell everybody. I mean, he said it numerous times. You don't go after Susan Rice. You don't go after Hillary. The buck stops with me, so you go here. So
I'm talking about the IRS because, remember, the head of the IRS was in a Bush appointee.
But he was in his last he was
six
in his
months,
last six
months. Six months of
he
his
might
term.
Be in his last 6 months. He might have been skating along the way. But what I'm saying is I'm not quite sure if the IRS got up that high. That doesn't mean that I, as it comes across my desk, I'm not going to do anything. But if the IRS has done something like that to tea parties, what have they done to other groups?
Well, absolutely. I mean,
well, those other groups have been complaining about it,
yeah.
And they didn't get an audience.
There's it's
Glenn
not
Beck's The Blaze.
Talking about other groups. Before we get
Hannity's been audited. Beck's been audited. Russia's been audited.
How many times has Acorn been audited?
Who? Never.
Move On hasn't been audited either.
No.
Move
On.
Media Matters hasn't
been
audited.
Let's slow it down just a little while. We've got 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Because this has been going on across the board. I know someone who got fired from a job because of their political stance. Mm-hmm. And they do it locally, they do it statewide, and they do it nationally. And your political affiliation and or who you support should not be a target for your removal or for your auditing. And we need, as American citizens, this is not constitutional, but you're weak as one. So they keep you separate.
Mm.
They keep you so that you have no voice. And they keep you going after, you know, who shot John.
Well, this is the same IRS that's going to be responsible for policing the health care reform, too, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one of them.
Health care reform, they want all to suffer. They're targeting everybody.
I thought it was just those guys that they were going after.
No. It's after whoever that has an opposing view that they're not that is not going to stand up. Because
if Romney got elected, I think we would have had a form of health care anyhow.
Who? We would. But
yeah, I'm just saying, Romney was just as bad. He was just as
liberal.
Well, no, it's progressive.
But okay,
let's call it what it is. He was just as progressive as
But now let's look at the
Obama.
I put this on my Facebook page. It says the CNN. President is married to Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The CBS president is the top official. They are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
An ABC president is Obama's special advisor.
And I'm going to put the spin on it right now. Those guys are so conservative, you keep your enemies close to you.
I like that.
That could be an executive myself for a CBS, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see.
I mean, but you understand what's going on here. So how can you be the president of CNN, CBS, and ABC, have people married in higher level executive positions of the White House, and get the truth be told?
Well, that's because you're getting whitewashed in the White House.
I think that's racist.
I guarantee you, those were the three that was, amongst others, it was in that private meeting before the presser on Friday. I guarantee that.
Larry, how many private meetings go on before the private meeting? Because I've been trying to tell people about the meeting before the meeting. Cause people don't think there's a meeting. I mean, you go to the city council and school
That's
board.
Like the vote before the vote?
I mean, you know where the your dissenting votes are coming from before you hit the floor. You know where it's going to happen. This happens everywhere, and they hoodwink the public people because you go to a meeting thinking you're going to get something done, and we watch it all the time in school boards as well as city council and trustee board meetings. You think you have – you get up there and give your little speech, and they sit there and endure your little jibber-jabber, and what you don't know is the decision was made before it even cracked.
Well, the public vote was already determined during the private vote.
And so when I look at President Obama and when I look at what's going on in the White House, when I look at what's going on in our nation, the question is, when will the people rise and say enough is enough? Because right now, if you speak out too loud.
When they start putting us in ovens.
When you speak out too loud, they call it, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Black people are going to come out and they're going to say it's because he's black. Because they're going to stick with Obama until he dies. Because the conversation
at your own peril.
I mean, as I heard this on yesterday, and during dinner, and we were talking, they were trying to rope me into a conversation that I refused to get roped into on Sunday afternoon dinner. I've become smarter than a fifth grader. About how this was a political ploy to go after Hillary and to go after Barack Obama, and this is all politics. Everything that you heard yesterday, they said that the Republicans are trying to politicize Benghazi. They're trying to politicize the IRS. These things happen.
And I know who's behind it, too.
That vast right-wing conspiracy?
No, it's Bush. It's always his fault.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they said that Carney did that, blamed it on Bush.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
Carney, the spokesman. There's a guy that I really, really feel sorry for. You see him up there, and they're grilling him, and, I mean, the sweat's coming, and he's supposed to be the guy to be able to spin it,
right?
And he can't even spin it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's – I don't think – I think they give him a piece of paper.
Hold on.
I think he sits in his office all day. And somebody hands him a piece of paper and says, now go talk to the press, and here's what you say.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. He did not blame Bush.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
How did he blame Bush?
It was Bush's fault.
It was his appointee.
Do you guys realize that Bush hasn't said a word in the last 4 years until he had a library? He was almost like a little turtle. He came up for the library and went back down.
You could say a lot about George W. Bush, but the guy had respect for the office.
Yep.
And that's typically what presidents have done in the past. When they get out of office, they don't comment on the current. Yeah. So you can say a lot about him. He maybe surrounded himself with some guys that I wouldn't probably have surrounded myself with, but the guy had respect for the office.
Yep.
That he held, and when I believe he's sincere when he says that he was humbled by having the opportunity to be president.
I mean, any time there was something to say about Bush or any mistake he made, Clinton was there in the news propagating it. But then again, you know, Clinton doesn't have any character that's worthwhile speaking about. Neither does his wife, if indeed she is a she.
Ben!
What? I still say she has to wear the pants in the family.
Ben, she can wear the pants. There are a lot of women that wear pants. It doesn't mean anything. What if I told you about the gender identity?
I wasn't. I really think.
Ben! I'm going to break.
Monica wasn't improving.
No, she wasn't. Hang up the phone.
Monica was not an ugly girl.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't improving.
A lot of people was up there looking at ugly this and that. They call her every number in the thing in the book. And it's only because their boy was strong.
I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to continue this discussion because I've got an issue. Because now when somebody comes out and says something about President Obama, the question is, you know, how are they going to deal with this? Because remember, they haven't covered a lot. The media has not covered anything when it comes to anything. So we really need to find out how are they going to backpedal out of this and start covering it and find out everything that they lost.
Yeah, they're trying to say he's white now.
He is. He always has been. I've been telling you that.
Don't you blame it on us.
And the number is 347-945-529. We'll be right back. I'm
afraid I can't help. Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing.
Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
24/7 roadside assistance, discounts at businesses nationwide, savings on tours and cruises, and more. We're AAA. Renew your membership or save $10 on a new membership at AAA.com or any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Who are we at Buckeye Firearms?
We are active in our churches, schools, and communities. We raise our kids to know the words to the national anthem. We vote, and we pay taxes. We are former and current members of the military and law enforcement. We are avid hunters. We shoot competitively. You will find NRA lifetime membership cards in our wallet. Who are we at Buckeye Firearms? We are your friends, neighbors, and we support your Second Amendment rights. Visit us in Rogers, Austintown, and Streetsboro, and experience the Buckeye Advantage.
At News Talk 600, business is good, and we're growing again. We're looking for a new sales representative to join our team. If your current job has limited potential, then you need to schedule a personal interview today. Here's what some of our representatives have to say about a selling career in radio.
I love my job. I'm great at what I do because I believe in my product. We have the top-rated radio stations in the market, and I'm proud to introduce those radio stations to my clients.
I love going out and talking to new people, being able to create new ideas for them. Just so much fun to be part of that and knowing that I was an asset to their business.
Working in radio is a blast. We get to be a part of community events, work on creative campaigns for my clients. I believe in my product.
Send your resume now to brad.marshall@cumulus.com. We're an equal opportunity employer. At Early & Sons Relocation, we know about the heart and soul of a home. Early & Sons Relocation specializes in coordinating life's changes. For your basic needs, rely on Early & Sons Relocation. For downsizing, organizing, relocation services, lawn care, handyman services, or age-in-place plans for your current home, call Early & Sons Relocation for your free consultation to make your transition as stress-free as possible. Early & Sons Relocation Moving Coordinators, 330-501-7004 or earleyandsons.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
This president is lying to you about Benghazi in such spectacular fashion that I believe people will go to prison. This is impeachable. The president might go to prison for this one. What is happening with Benghazi is so far beyond lying. It is staggering. I told you that this ambassador was involved in running guns, and he was running guns to Al-Qaeda in Libya. And he was running guns through Turkey into Syria. And whether it was a deal that went bad, I don't know. But that's what happened. And the White House knew. And as everyone else is still arguing about whether it was the videotape or not, we have been furthering the story. Today, we have evidence that is staggering. We now have a memo posted from The Blaze. We now have a memo to the White House 2 hours after the attacks began. At 1 o'clock or 12:54 in the afternoon on September 11th, the White House was warned that there was somebody watching the Benghazi safe house. So you know, do not let any member of the press get away with calling this a embassy safe house. It is not. It was a...
Hey, we're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. That was on October the 12th, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The attack took place on September the 11th, 2012. The number is 347-945-5229. And anything that happened on September 11th across the board after September 11th, 2001, you would think that it would cause a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was up against the election. There were some, we've been running guns for a long time. We've been given guns over a long time. I mean, if you look at Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious.
There's a lot of stuff that has been going on for a period of time. And now this came up right before the election. And they did not want to get, I don't think they wanted to get their hands in the cookie jar. And this video showed up, and it was a good way to point to it. As long as no one dug any deeper than the video of Muhammad being a pedophile.
But they can't be that arrogant to think somebody's not going to start digging.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, when you get family members working for that,
the media.
That's true. And
just as an addendum, the man who actually did the video, the Muslim video,
he's still in jail.
He's now in jail for what?
Tax. IRS.
I don't understand how we understand how we do this.
Yeah.
So if I don't walk in, according to what I say, during any administration, the IRS will come and get you.
Right.
You will become a target of it. So how does this relate to what's happening now with the Tea Party and the people and the Patriots and anyone that is going against the administration?
I got the Nixon articles of impeachment right here. Article 2, Section 1. He has, acting personally through his subordinates and agents, endeavored to obtain from the Internal Revenue Service, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, confidential information contained in income tax returns for purposes not authorized by law, and to cause, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, income tax audits or other tax investigations to be initiated or conducted in a discriminatory manner.
Wasn't that just what's going on?
Yeah.
Here's my thing, and the reason I'm fairly confident it will lead to that. Nixon was stupid. He was.
He was arrogant.
Yeah, he was arrogant.
He was paranoid.
He was paranoid.
He liked to drink.
Bill Clinton. And people forgive him. I mean, he lied under oath, lost his law license for an indiscretion that he didn't want Hillary to find out about.
Right.
Most married men that have done that would give him a pass on that. But in Nixon or this, I mean, Nixon, I mean, Watergate was, they broke into the headquarters.
How could, no, hold on.
Nobody died in those two, Tracy. Nobody died.
But listen,
Benghazi lives were lost.
Listen, Clinton and them were the prototype for the Obama administration. Don't forget Whitewater, Vince Foster, and several people
Ron Brown,
several people in those inner circles. There's about 12 dead bodies that surround the Clintons' presidency. And you have to understand that they were the prototype of this organization. And these people thought that because they had that prototype, they could get away with all this because their key men were in place. Obama came through as a plan. He's not just some great guy that came up into politics. They pushed him in there. They pushed him through school. They prepared him for this acting job, for real. And that's what you have to understand. You know, when you get a call and tell somebody, put him in charge of the school newspaper, and then he gets in charge of this school newsletter, and but never writes an article. Understand, this is the fix is in. This is bigger than what we're seeing. But these people are wicked and they are evil, and we are not understanding it really on a particular word.
I think the smoking gun will be. We had troops and commanders wanted to go.
Yeah,
and we could have been there. This attack was not like an hour. Who gave them that order?
We had
only one person.
We had troops disobey direct orders and went on their own.
Went on their own
and lost their lives.
All right,
and these guys are heroes and not made mention of them once.
We haven't heard of them. I've heard several generals and admirals over the weekend say the only person that can order those troops to stand down is directly from the President of the United States.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is why I don't understand why our military doesn't march on the White House. I really do. I mean, they disobey the direct order.
They won't. They've
already disobeyed the direct order, and they have not closed Guantanamo.
Absolutely right in this case.
Jeff, turn your mic up.
Okay.
Down.
He's down or
up? No, turn your mic. Go down underneath and get the knob.
I mean, when you're a member of the military, you swear an oath to protect the Constitution, something this president has actively gone after and destroyed.
But you also take an oath to obey the lawful orders of the officers appointed over you.
Yes, but he's not lawful.
But that's not the point. Let's play this game with you guys. Let's play the game, all right? I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But let's play this game of what will happen to America. Now, what we don't need is a revolution, not that kind, because another American revolution at this date and time would not be good for... Hold on, let me finish my... Let's play the game. So let's say, okay, here you got Mr. First African American President of the United States of America, who is in love, who black people, 98% are in love with, those that vote. You got 2% that are not in love with him, but we blend in. All right.
We try.
You're guilty by association.
Absolutely. So when I go to the inaugural, they never know.
They never know you're a conservative.
Right. So let's play this game. Now, let's take all those people that went to D.C. in 2008 or 2009 for the inaugural address, and let's put them into a size, and that is just a microcosm. Hold on, Ben. Just a small sampling.
I got a better example for you.
Hold on. It's a small sampling.
Rodney King.
No.
Look what happened to American cities. King.
No, it wasn't American cities. It was American City.
Los Angeles.
It was a portion of American City.
Right.
It did not happen outside of the American cities. Now, let's go back into what I'm going. Let me finish where I'm coming from. If the military goes after and stampedes and goes after the President of the United States, who is the first African American president sitting in that White House, if you don't want to see who was it, George Clinton, Jeff?
Yeah, Bill Clinton
said that turned the White House black.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want to see a crazy world country, you got there's too many fire. No. There's too many fires of dynamics because the city. We have a hard time with Martin Luther King. They invited it when he got killed.
Well, listen. This is why the progressives said it was the perfect time to change America when Obama got in the White House.
Maybe that's why DHS has bought up all the ammunition and moved all their trucks and everything. Yes.
I mean, you got to.
Because it's a very, very good possibility this man will not live out his term.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. There's a reason why he's still living. See, you know, he's had more threats against him than any other president in the history of the United States of America. You got to understand that there are some people out there who are absolutely racist. They are racist bigots. It is what it is. We need to call them what they
but
call
the
them.
But the American Nazi Party is not one of the ones that are going after them.
Ben, you are so ignorant. Shut up.
No.
You know, he's joking about
I'm very serious.
No, I know you are.
The Nazi Party supports...
Ben, I don't care what the racist Nazi party they will mix in look like you and it won't matter because what we will do is if you mismanage the handling of the situation when it comes to Michelle and Barack Obama who are the president and the first lady of the United States of America you will see this whole world of color erupt.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay,
why is that?
Because. Because
I disagree.
60% of those people are subject to the government, and it does not matter.
Jeff, listen, they're subject to the government until we go to burn the sucker down.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the
burn.
I agree with Tracy on this one, Jeff.
Do you realize?
Because
if you look at the riots.
You don't think
it
would happen? I'm telling you what, cities would burn.
As soon as he got elected.
That's when I decided to get my conceal and carry, just in case somebody had took him out.
Can I say this?
What?
The only part of the city that would burn is the part that they want to burn. And because they have you relegated to living in certain areas, if you are a certain hue and color, and you even have those that live in there,
Jeff,
so protective of their area, they think it's their community.
Beverly Hills was on fire during the riots.
Rodney King riot. Hold on. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer just confined to the same areas as we were in the 60s. And if you look at the supporters of Barack Obama, they are across the board. You go after him in any way like a kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Even with an impeachment.
You know who I'd be afraid
because
for?
Because right now, that's why you see
I'd be
built.
Afraid for you. I'd be afraid for Tracy.
Well, Ben,
Now listen to this.
Look at all the people that stood in lines on the notion that there was something called racial suppression or voter suppression in the 2012 election. Come on, guys. Look at what happened there. You had some of the most knowledgeable people talking about voter suppression. No, you got it in the mail.
In Chicago, I heard about it. Just because I'm dead, you mean I can't vote?
I'm talking about here in Ohio where we mailed it to you in the mail.
Okay,
look how long they stood in line. Look, and they got it in the mail. They stood in, wait a minute, they didn't even go to the polls. They stood in line. They carried buses. They listened to people talking about they're going to put you back in chains. Can you imagine what they do if they were to impeach this guy?
Well, yes. I'm a little concerned for Ben here because he said he was concerned about Tracy. He was concerned about Jeff.
What you concerned about me for?
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned about you.
I'm
in a county.
Okay.
Every conservative, if something happens to Obama, I believe every conservative black will be a target. In America.
Ben,
we blend. You might be a target, but we blend. You don't know. You don't know.
You stand out because your personality.
During the riots, of Rodney King, I went out and took pictures.
Yeah, I know, but nobody knew you were a conservative back then.
All you had to do is have a white T-shirt and go down the street. You were straight. The issue is, and remember they had black owned and they would put it in chocolate on the walls. You got to understand what happens here, and you're looking at a powder keg. With this president, with what's going on in Benghazi, and you've got to look at what's going on in Africa and other parts of the world that are enamored with the guy from where the people sit, not necessarily the government.
That's why I said you need to, right now, gear yourself up for it. Everybody, black, white, whatever, in between, on the whole process and how it works. I mean, he just read to you the impeachment for Nixon, who resigned in disgrace because, you know, he got impeached.
He
in the House,
going to jail.
And the Senate, there's two parts of that impeachment process here. First, the House votes on it, and then
the
trial happens
in
the Senate. So we need to understand that so we don't get caught up into that blowing up portion.
I will never educate you if I am the brother, the sister, and the husband or wife of the media, because the media is not going to educate you on the process. What's going to happen is you see them saying it today. This is nothing but a witch hunt.
You know what, Larry?
For Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Well, Larry, I think more important than that, I think we ought to get Stick's book on doomsday prepping ready. If all this stuff comes forth.
Give me that book back. Hey, number 347-945-5229.
250 ways to cook the geese in your backyard.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I mean, you guys,
about happened? The thief in my backyard.
Because right now, President Obama is, I mean, you guys, this is really some serious scandalous stuff.
And we better, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to preload this thing, but I'm going to just tell you this. I think that it would be some skirmishes, yes. I think in some of your large areas, especially those large areas where he won in large numbers, you're going to have some skirmishes.
No, they don't have any guns.
Cleveland got 100% of the vote.
Right, 110% of the vote.
But there's no guns in Cleveland, so you don't worry.
Yeah, 110% of the vote now. And how do you get 110%? I don't know, but he got it.
You Browns fans.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking at
maybe you take your slaves in the basement to vote.
But Jeff,
oh, man.
Ben, you know, we're going to ban you from Monday.
They were white.
Ben, we're going to ban you from Monday, for real.
Three fifths of a vote for every captive.
Jeff.
I'm trying, Tracy. I'm trying. No, just going back to the part.
Turn the air on.
If you educate yourself on the process, you can't not look at this any other way than he did what he did.
Larry.
Right.
Are you thinking logically again?
I'm trying.
Listen,
Larry, come over to our side.
Larry, come to the emotional side.
No.
Stay
over here.
How long did you stand in line to go vote in 2012?
I didn't.
Okay, why not?
I did that. I voted before.
Okay, did you vote by mail?
I went to the election board.
Did you stand in line?
No, there was hardly anybody there.
Okay, so hold up. You didn't live in the hood.
Okay.
So, understand this. You see, if you can educate all you want, they still talking about Bush stole the election with Gore. You know that, right?
Yeah. I thought Chad stole it.
No, Chad might have stole it. But
they hung him.
But the Electoral College, you know, you're talking about learning the process? So remember, we got to see the electoral process really in shape in 2000.
You know, they made a big deal about Romney not winning the states that he should have won, that he, like Michigan, for instance.
Yeah.
But you know, Al Gore would have won if he'd have carried Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he was a legacy down there. His dad was a senator for 40 years.
Why do you think they didn't vote for him? They knew
exactly.
him.
Exactly. So he there would have been no hanging chads, none of all that stuff, had
Gore
he carried Tennessee.
Hear me what I'm saying. I mean, what I'm saying, you talking about they got to learn the process. No, we need to walk on eggshells gingerly, because we're looking at a situation that could make, because right now everybody is sitting on the edge of their seat because of how things are. The economy is still bad.
I thought it was good. They just added a bunch there to...
They aren't even putting enough jobs back in the system to keep up with population growth.
Nor are they keeping jobs in the system for the
people. Well, the unemployment system
is
the unemployment line's getting longer. If that helps.
Well,
I
think there is a group with a lot of power that want to see some form of a violent insurrection. So
absolutely.
They martial law.
Absolutely.
We've already had test runs.
Boston. Did anybody say you ain't coming in my house without a warrant?
You're not lying,
are
you?
It's hard to say that when you got the
not an assault rifle,
not staring you in the face,
not under martial law. You can enter any home.
Yeah, but did they declare martial law?
No,
but That's like I said, it's a trial run. They just we just locked down a whole city.
And nobody
said anything.
Right. Look, would that work in Liverpool?
Yeah.
It worked out in Liverpool. You know where it's not going to work out? In the rural parts of Columbiana County.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call Bill Johnson. You ain't going down that river.
Yeah. You go all the way up and down the river there in them rural towns.
Sheriff Stone says there are places in Columbiana County. His deputies just don't go.
They just don't go.
I'll tell you this.
I went. When we were doing the wind turbines, part of the process is I had to get pictures from any historical house and what it would affect the wind turbine. And I had a thing from Sheriff Stone so I could show people, because there was one guy's property I went up, and he already had the gun on me when he came to the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
But you'll get away with that in the city of East Liverpool. Try that out in Columbiana East Palestine or Latonia.
Larry, North Lima.
You try that right here in North
Lima. Larry.
North Lima, huh?
Larry, you know, you are mixed race, but you ain't that white. You know that, right?
I figured that out when that guy had that gun on me.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What made you think?
I had the sheriff's thing right here.
Who cares about the sheriff? You had a brother trying to go in the neighborhood and get into a house.
I wasn't even going to his house. I just wanted to get a picture of his house. And he wanted to know why.
I'm almost darker than Larry. You guys
know
that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. I'm Italian and Syrian, so.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I got that.
But you're not even close.
Not even close.
He's tan. No,
yeah.
No. You're going to stand. Larry, didn't you know?
I figured it out real quick.
There were certain places,
like you said, Sheriff Stone said he ain't going.
You know, the times are changing, though. I mean, like I said, they did bring in a black officer now in North Lima, but he keeps
pulling. That don't mean
nothing. Yeah, well, he keeps pulling himself over, so it's not working.
No, listen. As long the suburbs have always been, as long as they know who you are, you straight. They know your car. When they know your car, they know your face. They know your tag.
Well, you ain't straight, but that they know who you are.
No. You straight.
No, you ain't.
Oh, yeah, you straight because you know where you belong, and they know where you belong, and they know you
that.
Yeah,
you're
the right color crooked.
Wait, let's understand.
Get out of line like O.J. did. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying you're straight.
Yeah, you straight.
No, Tracy, they knew who I was and where I lived for years. I lived in one of our suburbs for 10 years, and all 10 of those years, I got stopped going home.
If they didn't like you.
My point was, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, he ain't telling you, Tracy, he was doing 25 over the limit.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. No. No matter, just the one time I was trying to get home, I was tired.
I was on highway patrol,
but the locals picked me up.
Let me say this, Jeff. Let me say this, because you were an immigrant.
Okay.
Okay. Larry and I come from where we was born in it. You know, they just, Larry, am I wrong?
No. Well, I grew up in the East End. We were all down there. Yeah. If there was, and it's crazy because East Liverpool, you would think, you know, that's where all the blacks are. I mean, East Liverpool's population of blacks is still half
small.
Of what the state is.
Yeah. It's small
percentage-wise. Right. Yeah, small percentage.
Because I come from, coming down from Hubbard, I mean, there wasn't but 10. And them 10, and long as they know 10.
But I don't think the problem we're at now is what I'm saying.
There's still a lot of business downtown.
There's a difference between immigrant from a person who comes in from the outside and somebody that was born in.
You wasn't born where I live now.
It's kind of changed, but I mean, as you look, Larry played football. Mm. You know, you Larry. He that's so and so's boy.
That's like there was one black family in our entire school district, and that's same thing. It was just them.
Right.
Anybody else? You're a lot of luck. You're gonna make sure you keep your license above the windshield.
But look at what
we're doing. What's the day pass thing you claim to have when
when I go to Columbia?
Yeah, you get a day pass.
What part of Beverly Hills was burning up?
Oh, the Beverly Center. There was fires right by the Beverly Center.
It was right.
So what kind of business?
Rich white.
It went all the way. It went up.
Jewish.
South Central expanded.
Oh yeah.
All the way up. Almost to Hollywood Hills.
It was all the way from West Hollywood.
Well, because they did have the guys who were sitting up there with their
shotguns. I was one of them. I was one of them.
They didn't show. That's because you were just wicked.
No, because my boss told me to.
And again, he was.
Oh, I worked right on Sunset.
You gotta realize.
Oh,
you gotta look. Understand the.
Dynamics.
Yeah, but the racism of California.
It's different.
The racism of California, and it, you know, I watched them tell me, well, during the day of the riots, we were out doing, I was working for a Fortune 500 company, and they had, we were out doing my ride-along, and they said, okay, you can leave now. And so they, I dropped them back off in Beverly Hills, and I went back to my neighborhood, and they cut them little white blonde-headed girls going back in there, found that they no longer needed my support, that they did.
That's always a rude awakening,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, they find out that they thought they were straight because they were going back to their neighborhood.
I will say this, though. You know, as bad as racism is in Southern California, it's three times as bad here.
Actually,
I
no,
agree.
It's not.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
We are more separated here in Northeast Ohio than we are anywhere else I've been.
But separation is one thing. See, the devil you know is different than the devil that you don't know. See, in California, it's hidden racism based upon your socioeconomic status. So my racism changes based upon who you are.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got a title, you got a car, you got an address. My racism is not as, there as much.
Right.
I
hear it based upon the color of your skin.
Yeah, I would say that because when I lived the year I lived in Cincinnati, that is the most segregated.
Oh yeah,
I've
yeah.
ever.
Cincinnati,
ever
absolutely.
Cincinnati
is
Cincinnati.
Is
yeah.
the 60s
well,
Alabama.
We still yeah. redline here in this state.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's up north.
Yeah. So I mean, and it's been outlawed how many years? I've never seen it. I didn't notice it until I came back here.
Mm.
I didn't notice. I mean, friends that I had in high school, my friends who were of a different race, different color, I lost touch with them, and didn't realize how bad it was until I got back here. Because you know, I had friends of many races, many colors when I was out in California. We hung out together, we went out together, we played together. You know, we worked together. We don't do that here.
Well, I told you.
How many times you been out to eat with me, you guys?
Well, it's not because I don't want. I can't.
Just a couple times.
Well, that's not the issue.
It was a weekly. Well, what I'm saying, it's a different. It's different here than it is there.
But that's not racism.
Yeah.
That's not racism.
Cincinnati, I tell you, I moved on the north side there, like Blue Ash area, around you know Kings Island down there, and I remember the guy looking at me. I went into the convenience store,
mm-hmm.
and the guy.
You're
as
all
I walk in, the guy says, "Hey, you're not from around here, are you?" You know what I mean? And you've said that, you know, you
but
said you wouldn't have known that,
right.
that my racial
right.
background, but the guy knew it right there because that's the most segregated city I've ever seen.
But that and when I say this, you know, that's a little different. The reason why we don't go out to eat is because most of us got lives and we're busy. I'm still trying to go out to eat with my parents.
That too, but
what I'm saying is, but see, the difference here is we don't have the integration even when we are segregated amongst the community. Yesterday we went to dinner, and in the restaurant we went in, and it wasn't a high-end restaurant. There was limited numbers of people of color inside that restaurant.
Just Charlie Staples.
Charlie Staples, Charlie's not open on Sunday.
Not open on Sundays?
He's not open on Sunday.
But I've been into Charlie's. I've seen that. There's all kinds of people. I think, it, you know,
that's
what he's making is transcends color there.
Yeah.
It's good food.
Music transcends.
When I talk about President Barack Obama, we need to understand that there's a lot of dynamics that cause for people to have given him a pass so long.
Understand
there's a lot
what
of people. There's an awful lot of people that's got a lot invested in his success.
This is true.
For their own self worth.
Everybody does that. You vote for your own
self-interest.
Right. Except in a lot of instances, and Tracy's talked about this, the African-American community.
They don't get nothing.
Yeah.
They don't worry
There's a lot of people that and Tracy's talked about this too, that are emotionally wrapped up in this guy. I mean, it's beyond, is he doing a good job for the country?
But you've got to understand why I'm emotionally wrapped up in this guy. I keep on telling you guys, when we were growing up, we all went to church. There was a fan, and the fans were put there by the funeral homes, the black funeral homes, and it would be this picture perfect family. And lot of people, most people inside of the churches did not have the picture on the fan. And President Obama has given me a realization of the fan.
You know what?
He's a
very positive role model.
You have white people who voted for him because he said that he was going to change, he was going to build, he gave the best race speech we ever heard, he was going to build things, he was going to be transparent, he was going to change Washington, and he said all of this, and people bought into, they didn't know what change meant, because everybody's change is different, people bought into his transparency theory. They bought into he was going to merge the races because, and some people felt as though black people needed to have someone to look up to, and he was going to give them that opportunity because it was time for them to come out of where they've been.
I think a lot of white people voted them out of guilt.
Listen,
I'm not going to prove I'm not racist.
First time.
Yeah.
I'm going to
prove
you
I'm not racist. Well,
I had this conversation with my sister, cause mm-hmm. and she's listening now. She's big. This first time she ever got engaged with politics was in 2000, the run up to the 2008 election.
Mm-hmm.
And she got very disturbed when the Reverend Wright thing came out the second time there. And I told her, because I was heavily involved in McCain's campaign, and I knew we were getting our butts whipped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it months before the election. And, you know, I told her at that time, I said, Monica, you got to understand, they have to, this was the kitchen sink they were throwing at him. They had to paint him as that angry black man. That was the only way back then that McCain had even a clue or a shot to get into that.
You know what?
I mean, think about it. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, he stayed out of politics because he said both Republicans and Democrats bought Nike, so he wasn't going to get involved. But a lot of white America didn't picture Michael Jordan as a black man back then. You know what I mean?
Right.
The difference between Michael Jordan and what he did with his wife versus Tiger Woods was Tiger Woods was married to a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman. And so when he stepped out of the line on her, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
And they destroyed him.
By the way, he won this.
He won.
He's back.
And his commercial said the same thing. All you got to do is win, and everything's gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nike got a lot of flack for that, but that's true. I mean, I don't care who he slept with. I know that he slept down.
But let me.
If you're gonna cheat, don't cheat.
I gotta take a break. But what I don't understand is,
man, you're gonna cheat.
He cheated. But I want to know why he the only one that had to say he was sorry to the American public. I just don't get that today.
Yeah, because Michael Jordan didn't have to apologize for Juanita. Shaq didn't have to apologize.
Nobody has to apologize until Tiger Woods.
You know what?
He
doubled it just so he had to go.
Wim, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Spring is the time of renewal when the world blooms again. Just as spring rains and warm sunshine renew the earth, the physical rehabilitation programs at Crandall Medical Center can help to renew body and spirit. If you've had recent joint replacement surgery or fracture, the rehabilitation specialists at Crandall Medical Center put a spring in your step again. The physical and occupational therapists at Crandall Medical Center can help you renew vitality and regain strength, help you to bloom again. Call us at 330-938-6126 or visit our website at CrandallMedicalCenter.com for more information about orthopedic rehabilitation. Call 330-938-6126. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring, a good place to get better.
Transform your world with iHeartRadio. Head to the beach. Head to the gym.
Sexy and I know it.
Or just take your mind off of work. All with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone or tablet. It's iHeartRadio. Listen to your favorite radio station anywhere, anytime. Featuring your favorite artists and similar music. 1,500 live stations all in one. Go to iHeartRadio.com now or download the free app.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy.
Checking.
If you
this,
can't taste the meat,
toppled over what's car.
The...
You see them on the ground. For explosives, all clear on the car, but we are now told crews are at the bank. They are at the bank looking for explosives there, too. The woman in custody right now, that interstate, which is a major artery in the city, you saw the bumper-to-bumper traffic, was at one point, and perhaps still now, completely closed down, backing up traffic for miles and miles. We can tell you at least now both directions are back open. As soon as we get updates, we will pass them along to you live here on CNN. Let's talk about some courtroom drama today. And with all due respect to Jody Arias here, there's really
And on your computer, then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassatech.com. The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM. Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I got everybody in the studio, and we want to hear from you. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. President Obama, Hillary Clinton, we got Benghazi. We got the IRS targeting Tea Party people, and the Tea Party's mad because the Republicans, they feel as though they're not Republicans, they're Tea Party, they're separate from the party. That's a whole other issue. I don't, and you guys think that this is an impeachable offense with Benghazi or Benghazi. I think it's an. It might be impeachable, but I don't think they'll do it.
It's not only impeachable. If this were really wartime, he should be taken out and executed. I hate to tell you that, but that's what they did. The Hillary Clinton, it's either Hillary or the president, because that's all that could give those orders to stand down. When they had special forces 1 hour away in Tripoli. 1 hour.
Jeff. Tracy, where do articles of impeachment begin?
In Congress.
Which House?
In the House of Representatives.
Who controls the House of Representatives?
The GOP. And what you want me to say it again? I think they're chicken?
I don't think they are.
Chicken?
I don't think they are either.
I think what you'll see is what Glenn Beck was talking about today is some kind of back room deals going on. That's why he called for having a true citizen, somebody that's not tied to either party.
Right.
Because they'll sit down, Boehner and the rest of them, and, you know, do some
horse trading. Well, the thing is, everybody's got dirty hands.
Everybody's got dirty hands in it. But there's only one person that could give an order to stand
down.
Well,
if somebody comes up with actual documents actually linking the president to these two things, something in writing, I don't think they're going to be able to hide it.
The memo they changed was just how the CIA's assessment with the talking points come out. That was changed because it had references. Yeah, well, it had more. Well, it had a whole bunch of typos. It was corrected 12 times.
Yeah, well, it said it was a terrorist attack. Said, but
and then it got to a movie.
Yeah, then it got to a movie that nobody had seen. Because I looked that movie up at that point. There was maybe 100 people that had viewed that YouTube
video.
What
scares me is that if this administration wouldn't stand up to protect those American lives, what's so different from my American life?
It doesn't mean anything.
A whole lot less.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
A whole lot less because you're not even representing them.
And you want to take away my guns, too?
Let me ask you this.
That's the Indians, how that worked.
That
how well that
worked
out.
One life.
Yeah.
That was just to save one life.
Yeah, that whole giving up your guns thing worked really good for the American Indian.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I trust.
That's why they called it Sitting Bull.
I trust my government.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's why you play that song there.
I'm a friend of America.
You know, that's the thing that gets me about these liberals with gun control. They'll tell you in one breath all these evil things the government's done in the past, and yet they'll still say, well, we need to trust the government with our protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's insanity.
But if you look at it, impeaching President Obama.
Got shooting. Look,
there's
they got him. Uh-oh. What color is he?
He's colored.
Yeah.
Who's he shooting?
Black people.
That's why you didn't see it.
He goes into a crowd.
What an
now
idiot.
Now tell me why he shouldn't be hung right on the spot.
Because he used a legal gun that he had a .380.
That was an AKA assault rifle. It was 40 inches long. Did you see the barrel on that thing?
Uh oh.
Where was the concealed carry holders?
He shot a white person. He's in trouble now.
Tell me he shot a bunch of white.
He shot a white person. He's done now.
Now
it's on the news. He shot a white man.
There it is.
How come they didn't show the other 19 black bodies?
19 people hit.
For the listeners, there's a live feed in here we're watching right now. Yeah, from CNN where they're showing this.
We're crazy. CNN? I don't know.
I'm going to take a stab at this and say he didn't like his mother.
He was a video gamer.
Yeah.
They keep highlighting the white guy that was shot, though.
Yeah.
I just bought these bullets. I wonder are they real.
No, it was an air pistol.
It was air pistol, yeah.
Yeah, what's an air pistol other than a pellet or BB gun?
All rifles are air.
Yeah, I know what you mean,
pistol,
but my little pellet gun wouldn't kill a spider on the wall.
You hit somebody in the temple with it could be deadly.
It won't, yeah, but I'm aiming at rabbits. And,
with them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can kill. They're hard enough to penetrate the...
Oh, you killed a raccoon with a
CO2?
Caught him in one of the traps. I was going to let him out. He tried to bite me, so I just took my little air gun and put it in.
You catch me in a trap, I'm going to try to bite you, too.
Hey, I'm thinking what he's going to do. I was just being nice to him, but, I mean, they were tearing my trash up.
You were being nice to him.
I was going to release him into the...
You killed... You hurt something, a living...
Five of them.
Because
they don't mess with my trash no more.
Oh, I came home from taking my daughter out. We moved our daughter out west, and a whole family of them moved into my barn, and they tore everything. Oh, it was a mess.
And you went after because they needed a place
to
live.
The moral of the story is you just don't mess with your trash.
Don't mess with my trash.
I tell you, my ex-wife was in your trash.
Boy, he's hard on his ex-wife.
Jeez.
Wow.
Stop it.
Caramel popcorn.
I don't even have an ex-wife.
Want to trap him?
See, I got
caramel popcorn.
I got a history. One of my best friends, whenever a new girl would come on the base, right, whoever saw him would give a report on what she looked like. There was one girl came on the base. And so we said, well, what the new girl look like, man? He said, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, she owes me some points.
You guys are mean.
Wow.
2 years later, he married her. I said, did you collect your points?
You guys are mean. Oh, man.
The only reason
that's a true story.
The only reason, Tracy, I was talking about educating ourselves
is
because it should never come to that. Actually, we're the ones, because he works for all of us, that should be upset about this.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, Tracy.
Don't you say it.
It doesn't work for me.
Tracy and I get into an argument over this all the time.
Don't you say it.
If he does, I want
every public official.
No, don't you say it. I don't care what it is. Don't you even part your C the lips to say it. Don't even try it.
He must be ready to catch a shoe because he's not going
to
say
he
it.
He is getting ready to catch a real shoe. A black woman's shoe. Don't do it.
I'm moving out of the way.
It has boomerang ability. Don't do it.
It'll fling back there. I've seen
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The president doesn't represent the people.
Supposed to.
But that's
for... Well, government in all, from your federal all the way down to your local, is supposed to represent you. We have a representative form of government. Government for, by, and of the people.
If that be the case, then tell me why the government is a reflection of the people.
There's a reason why when you get elected, you become a public servant.
Hold on. And it is a representative of your government? Your government is a representative of the citizenry?
It should be.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Even in a commonwealth, which I don't totally agree with, it's a representative government.
And have you looked at the school boards? Have you looked at the state, the local, the statewide, the local wide?
You can't go there. Obama got elected now.
Huh? Don't be messing with President Obama.
I'm not. Yet.
I just think that I'm looking at this parade thing, and I just have issues. I got issues, and we see if we're talking about color lines when it comes to president, and we're talking about color lines when it comes to voting for a mayor of the city of Youngstown. We're talking about color lines when it comes to how you cover, a shooting in New Orleans versus a shooting in Newtown.
That color lines when it comes to where you live in the city.
No.
Redlining still goes on.
Redlining does not go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
You ever been to Logo lately?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, Tracy, you can look at the color news reporting this, the media blackout on, was it Kermit Grizzell out there?
Gosnell.
That was a black abortion or
yeah,
baby Gosnell. Killer. Not abortion. He was a baby killer.
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, it was murdering African-American and Latino and poor women, and you don't see nothing about it.
That's all part of
it.
Matter
of fact, there was, I think they just showed.
Jury.
But they were talking about who was the gay basketball player, Jason Collins, that came out. There was more stories on his coming out by a thousandfold.
Did you follow his career?
Did you know his career? Because you're a sports guy.
I was good. He's a good journeyman. He's been in the league for
probably
14, 15
what's
years.
What's a journeyman?
I always thought he was a bit of a ball hog.
A journeyman is somebody that will stick with an NBA team. He ain't going to be the star. He's a good role player, comes in. You need him off
he's
the bench.
He's a six man.
He's a decent basketball player, but he's also.
But did you know about him too much about, because before he came out, because I never knew his name until he showed up.
Well, the only reason I remember him, because he's a twin. He's an identical twin brother. I believe they played at Stanford, the twin brothers. So they were pretty good.
I think so, Stanford.
Yeah, they played at Stanford. I didn't know. I'd venture to say he probably averaged lifetime probably 6-7 points a game, maybe 4 or 5 rebounds a game and assists. He's a guy that would spell the starters when you needed to, when they were either in foul trouble or...
He was tall, but he had to work on his talent where other people were gifted, truly gifted.
Right.
Let's just put it that way.
But he was a big man.
Yeah. I wouldn't know that. I never went that way, but...
That's funny. I thought one of the... Well, I'm not going to go there.
And what's amazing about this Gosnell thing is it's got everything that makes for a sensational story. This guy's a psychopath. Mm-hmm. He had a jar of children's feet on his desk.
Wait a minute.
They were black feet, that's why.
Oh, now you got to go after the Indians, don't you? See? Now it's racist going after Indians.
Actually,
not black
feet,
black foot.
Actually,
right.
I saw...
That's what it's called, the black foot time.
No, he said black feet.
Oh,
that was
Indians, right?
That's black foot.
Yeah, that's a tribe.
Black feet.
Yeah,
right.
you can't.
You said black foot. We were talking about black feet, not black foot. There's a difference.
I thought black feet were
Lucky Charms?
Plural for Blackfoot people.
No, Blackfoot is
Indian. But you're right, though, Sticks. I mean, that has all the sensationalist stuff that you would think that it would, and they would have jumped on it, but it doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you think Hermit or Kermit, whatever his name
Kermit.
Is, Kermit, is the only one, and it was can find one of those
one
in every major.
If you guys check your history, you'll realize that the American Army, the cavalry at the time, collected the Blackfeet ears, not the feet.
That's
true.
Right.
Yeah, they're true. And it was in retribution for the scalps
for
that
the
were
scalps
taken.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
We would take their ears. They would take our scalps.
Listen,
how
any,
we got
any,
the air
listen,
off.
Listen, any.
But
any,
that's why I was trying to
listen,
tie it in.
Anytime
I want
South Carolina
to
mic is on, these people are absolutely. They, I don't know what they drank over the weekend.
You said open mic, and you made us behave for 10 minutes. We gave you 20.
We gave you 25.
I heard that 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you come late every year. I'm going to start
I
doing the same thing.
I wasn't trying. Well,
I'm going to start. I'm going to call. I'm going to.
Daughter was driving me around.
So your daughter drives slow. I'm going to get a daughter just for that reason.
South Carolina, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. I had to go take care of a little air conditioning problem, but Jeff, y'all acting like Tracy's not even there today, huh?
That's because we finally have her outnumbered.
Yeah, there's four of us here. There's only three of her.
I want you to know, Tracy, South Carolina and I send text messages back and forth during the stock car races.
I was listening to that race the other day.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. It was exciting.
Did it sound like this?
You heard it was like a sound talking. It's like coming out. He made a move on number 64.
High 518. How are you, darling?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you. The new Generation 6 NASCAR vehicle, that thing is awesome because there is no way back in the past that you could go into turn two too wide and not Rick, but now there were guys passing on the apron. I mean, it was awesome. You had to be there.
Hey guys, listen, they got a verdict in the Kermit Gosnell trial for killing women and four babies, and they've got a verdict in now. It wasn't but 20 minutes ago since we came on. They were hung.
Yeah, can I tell you this? Did you know who owns half that building?
Somebody that works for President Obama, or his wife, or his dog, or
Eric Holder's wife.
What?
No.
Eric Holder's wife.
Part owner of the building where they.
I thought she owned.
Now hold on. See what I'm saying? The number is 347-945-5229. President Obama had a press conference earlier with the Prime Minister of Britain. And during this, they asked about the IRS and they asked about Benghazi. And the first thing he says is it's a sideshow. He says that, and the media bought into this over the weekend because everyone's talking point said it was a witch hunt. It was a sideshow, and there was nothing to it.
You can only say that for so long when this cuff keeps coming
out.
The main guy that testified. He voted for Hillary in the primary, and then turned around and voted for Obama. He was a Democrat.
He's a Democrat.
How do you know he voted for Hillary?
He said so.
That's what somebody just said
He's
a lifelong Democrat.
Well, they were trying to find something on him.
I hope he's got some good security.
Like I said, well, you brought it up. It was a Bush appointee at the IRS. They can't label that with this guy.
Okay.
They can't label it. They can't say he's a Bush guy because he voted for Hillary. Then he turned around and voted for Obama twice.
Yeah, and he's at the State Department.
Yeah, those
so
guys
talking,
get appointed. They're political appointees.
He said, and President Obama said he found out about this when he was watching TV. He was watching CNN too. He found out just like me. So nobody cared. The president. Hold on, guys. Wait a minute. You are the president of the free world, and you don't have a problem that. Listen, I am the president of the radio program.
We get very few things by her.
And if I found something out about my radio program on TV, and Jeff was here on a Tuesday, Jeff explained.
I thought Jeff had to explain every Wednesday before the show.
No, Tuesday.
Jeff,
we got text messages. We got phone, cell phone.
Death threats.
You mean to tell me that didn't nobody had the president's 911 to say, hey, they get ready to come out on the IRS against the Tea Party? He found out on the news? Hello?
No. We were talking about Benghazi. He found that out on the news,
guys.
Too.
It's called plausible deniability. Plausible deniability.
Plausible
I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. He's just a little monkey sitting on the shelf.
Listen. There is you mean to tell me, it's like Bill Clinton. Now, I know Bill Clinton. I know he lied, and I don't blame Bill Clinton for lying.
I would have lied, too.
I mean,
Monaco's ugly.
Listen, it had nothing to do with the ugliness and
ugly.
Listen, a beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But now listen, if you cheat on your wife and the TV camera puts a mic in front of you before you get home, there's more than willing, most men that I know, and I love them, but they're going to lie because they are not going to let their wife hear about their extramarital affair on CNN before they can get home and try to tell the story first.
Like a rug.
So we understand that, right? I mean, come on now.
Larry, you know,
listen, did you cheat on your wife? Absolutely not. But you got your pants down.
But
you don't understand. Well, Eddie Murphy said it back when he did Raw.
Wasn't me.
So you understand.
My belt broke right at that moment, and I'm so embarrassed, but that's what happened.
That's what happened. You, anything.
And the wind blew, too.
Absolutely, and the wind blew him down.
Uh-huh.
But I needed a place to
store. Blew it up.
I needed a place to store my cigar.
Yeah. Hey, that was a Ben comment. You know that. You're in trouble.
And they said I had to have it in a humidor, so I just.
You guys are rolling it.
A little blue dress.
Hold on, and I'm holding. No,
quit! I gotta go.
So you have to understand, there's a lot going on here. But the President of the United States, President Obama, he tells us that nobody texted, tweeted, and or anyone anything about what was getting ready to happen on Friday, and he saw it on TV like everybody else.
The thing is,
who was that? What was that? The connection to CNN again. That was
a
brother or
Works in the White House.
Yeah, because they shouldn't be working there no more if he just got wind of it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The thing is, if he's that uninformed,
he shouldn't be president.
That's right. He's totally incompetent.
It's not even so much uninformed. I mean, you got to understand.
Well, he was totally incompetent when he got elected.
Because, he got brothers at CNN. He got sisters. He got cousins. And nobody sends a text message saying, we get ready to blow the whistle. This is like scandal on steroids, Jeff.
Are you telling me?
But
at least the people on TV know what the next line is.
But he's going to get a black pass.
I want to see if that
he's going to get a black pass.
Employed by the White House.
I'm
at CNN. The connection there.
Oh, hold on, I'll tell you,
Eric.
I'll tell you who it is. I think he's going to get a black pass.
He's got
even
one.
If they've got even if they've got.
Right.
Because anytime anybody says anything negative against him,
it's a race card.
But Beck's claiming he actually has documents and signed papers and
The point is?
Things like that.
It means it can't be
refuted.
Yeah.
It can too.
This is why I want to go to Vegas and play blackjack because I know I'm going to get the race card.
Huh?
It can too.
Oh, it can. But the thing is it's not likely it's going to go anywhere. It's
going
to go somewhere now. No, this is going somewhere.
It's not going anywhere.
But I think the collateral damage kills Hillary Clinton first. But this IRS thing is going to get the White House.
I'm surprised that bullet didn't kill her when she landed under fire.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that too?
Oh yeah.
Wasn't it the same bullet
that got Kennedy? The plausible deniability bullet.
It was
bullet.
A magic bullet.
magically missed her and got Kennedy.
Listen, Virginia Moseley is married to Hillary Clinton's defense secretary, Tom Nichols at CNN. So
wow.
Hillary's gone, so don't worry about it.
Wait, defense secretary.
Deputy secretary.
That's a pretty important place.
He'll be a lobbyist there next
guys,
week. Yeah?
This web is getting very, very sticky, okay? You know, and the only one that's going to be able to get out of the web with nothing on them is the spider that weaved it. Everybody else is going to get burned.
Well, I thought.
Why do you think that? Because you've been gone for a while.
Well, here's the thing. I think they're going to get burned because they are going to all fall on their sword. They're going to take the hit, and because the DNC is making promises to people. There's no way, Ben, you're going to get somebody to do this without some type of reward in the end. Now, I believe Mr. Hicks, he really don't give a rip anymore, and he's the type of guy that you don't tell him not to do something. What has he got to lose? He's already past retirement age.
I thought Monica's dress was pretty sticky too, but. You know, Bill got away with it.
But Bill got away with a winky moment. This is not winky, but I think he's going to get away with it. I think Obama's going to get away with a color moment.
I think you're going to see some winkyism show up here in just a little while.
There ain't no way you're going to get a winky out of this.
Same winkyism is going to show up.
Somebody's going to have to answer for the blood of those guys, those Navy SEALs, and a U.S. ambassador. It may not happen until after Obama's out of office, But somebody's going to be swinging, baby. Somebody's got
to
swing.
Tell me you
this.
Said Navy SEALs and not Baby SEALs.
Baby SEALs.
Baby SEALs.
I'm a jarhead now, but I wouldn't put it down like that.
I just had this picture. That, is he killing SEALs, too? What the heck? He killing regular babies. He might as well kill Baby SEALs, too.
Oh,
man.
What?
Oh,
oh, man.
It's the truth.
I'm
Tracy.
Yeah, yeah, South Carolina.
I'm glad you here to hear this for yourself today.
I'm coming to see you, man, and I'm gonna be packing.
I, you know, we had a good show on Friday. We had a good show today, you know, and I appreciate the guys. I appreciate Larry stopping in and hanging out. And I always appreciate you. We haven't even gotten phone calls in. People are afraid to call
Let's
in because they're afraid of what might be said today.
Well, they're usually calling in to defend us because we're outnumbered when Larry's not here.
Yeah, we got one up today.
Yeah.
Hey, I will say this, though. Tracy, I've got a couple friends that work on the police force. And one of them works out of the jail, at the lockup. And they had a nice big old sign above the desk in the lockup saying, "Welcome race fans." They also put an ATM machine in the lockup for those that got stopped for public drunkenness so they could pay their fine. They could go to the ATM machine and pay their fine.
That makes sense because you could pay your fine and get out more money for liquor at the same time.
Where does your brain
go?
You know, South Carolina, I've been to several races, different places, and I've never seen a fight. I've never seen anybody see people.
Cool. There's a fight almost every week in NASCAR after the race.
That's the drivers.
I'm talking about in the campground. I'm talking about in the
They're
campground.
They're all too drunk to fight.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the campground. I've never seen a fight. Only once have I ever seen anybody say something was stolen. Somebody... three or four sites down, somebody stole our gasoline. And we were walking around talking about it, and to a man, everybody said, if we find out who did it, they'll never steal anything from anybody again.
See, I can say the same thing about a hockey game. I never seen a fight.
I'm going to
at a hockey game.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. I'm the
With respect to Benghazi, we've now seen this argument that's been made by some folks, primarily up on Capitol Hill, 4 months now. And I've just got to say, here's what we know. Americans died in Benghazi. What we also know is clearly they were not in a position where they were adequately protected. The day after it happened, I acknowledged that this was an act of terrorism. And what I pledged to the American people was that we would find out what happened, we would make sure that it did not happen again, and we would make sure that we held accountable those who had perpetrated this terrible crime. And that's exactly what we've been trying to do. And over the last several months, there was a review board headed by two distinguished Americans, Mike Mullen and Tom Pickering, who investigated every element of this. And what they discovered was some pretty harsh judgments in terms of how we had worked to protect consulates and embassies around the world. They gave us a whole series of recommendations. Those recommendations are being implemented as we speak. The whole issue of this, of talking points, frankly, throughout this process, has been a sideshow. What we have been very clear about throughout was that immediately after this event happened, we were not clear who exactly had carried it out, how it had occurred, what the motivations were. It happened at the same time as we had seen attacks on U.S. embassies in Cairo as a consequence of this film. And nobody understood exactly what was taking place during the course of those first few days. And the emails that you allude to were provided by us.
Brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. A 37-year-old Youngstown man was fatally shot at a home on Loveland Road. Police say Robert Vanderpool told his mother he had been shot, and when she went to the door, she was shot in the leg by someone outside. The incident happened shortly after midnight yesterday morning. Police found a couple of marijuana plants in the home. A man and woman are in custody in connection with a string of burglaries in Columbiana and Trumbull counties. Police identify the two as 38-year-old Sheldon Robinson, who was arrested after a high-speed chase, and 27-year-old Melissa Dixon. And three women who emerged from a Cleveland house after about a decade in captivity say they're happy to be back home. An attorney for Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight says the three are extremely grateful for the support of their families, law enforcement, and from the community. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling. because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
There, I fixed it.
What is that?
It's our new entertainment center.
It's 2x4s and cinder blocks.
I'm going to post a picture. Go stand by it.
These DVDs are really wedged in here.
No, don't touch it.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Every day, all across the world, American diplomats and civilians work tirelessly to advance the interests and values of our nation. Often, they are away from their families. Sometimes they brave great danger. Yesterday, four of these extraordinary Americans were killed in an attack on our diplomatic post in Benghazi. Among those killed was our ambassador, Chris Stevens, as well as Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith. We are still notifying the families of the others who were killed. And today, the American people stand united in holding the families of the four Americans in our thoughts and in our prayers. The United States condemns in the strongest terms this outrageous and shocking attack. We're working with the government of Libya to secure our diplomats. I've also directed my administration to increase our security at diplomatic posts around the world. And make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people. Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts. Already, many Libyans have joined us in doing so. And this attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya. Libyan security personnel fought back against the attackers alongside Americans. Libyans helped some of our diplomats find safety, and they carried Ambassador Stevens's body to the hospital, where we tragically learned that he had died. It's especially tragic that Chris Stevens died in Benghazi, because it is a city that he helped to save. At the height of the Libyan Revolution, Chris led our diplomatic post in Benghazi. With characteristic skill, courage, and resolve, he built partnerships with Libyan revolutionaries and helped them as they planned to build a new Libya. When the Gaddafi regime came to an end, Chris was there to serve as our ambassador to the new Libya, and he worked tirelessly to support this young democracy, and I think both Secretary Clinton and I relied deeply on his knowledge of the situation on the ground there. He was a role model to all who worked with him and to the young diplomats who aspire to walk in his footsteps. Along with his colleagues, Chris died in a country that is still striving to emerge from the recent experience of war. Today, the loss of these four Americans is fresh, but our memories of them linger on. I have no doubt that their legacy will live on through the work that they did far from our shores and in the hearts of those who love them back home. course, yesterday was already a painful day for our nation as we marked the solemn memory of the 9/11 attacks. We mourned with the families who were lost on that day. I visited the graves of troops who made the ultimate sacrifice in Iraq and Afghanistan at the hallowed grounds of Arlington Cemetery, and had the opportunity to say thank you and visit some of our wounded warriors at Walter Reed. And then last night, we learned the news of this attack in Benghazi. As Americans, let us never, ever forget that our freedom is only sustained because there are people who are willing to fight for it, to stand up for it, and in some cases, lay down their lives for it. Our country is only as strong as the character of our people and the service of those, both civilian and military, who represent us around the globe. No acts of terror will ever shake the resolve of this great nation, alter that character, or eclipse the light of the values that we stand for. Today we mourn for more Americans who represent the very best of the United States of America. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act, and make no mistake, justice will be done. But we also know that the lives these Americans led stand in stark contrast to those of their attackers. These four Americans stood up for freedom and human dignity. They should give every American great pride in the country that they served, and the hope that our flag represents to people around the globe who also yearn to live in freedom and with dignity.
Listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I wanted to play that clip because I wanted to hear exactly what was said. And, you know, it's really, you know, it's really amazing that today inside South Carolina, your mic's on. Today you can actually, you can't say anything without it being recorded where somebody cannot go back and pull it up, your exact quote. So, I mean, so he didn't say anything about no movie there. So what's the big deal? He said it was an act of terror.
He came right up there and said that no amount of religious bigotry, which he was insinuating that it was the doggone movie, he knew he was lying then, is we condemn religious bigotry and all things, and anybody that did something like this, we condemn them ferociously or whatever he said, and it was so misogynistic. I'm sorry, I can't take.
Wait a minute.
We can't
have the Ten Commandments in our courthouses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he said we don't religious bigotry? I mean, we're going to put the Muslim Quran in the Ten Commandments place now?
Dan, that's not it. Listen to this one. When our guys died over there in Afghanistan, they brought in an imam to pray over them, and he condemned them, damned them, with a Muslim prayer that said that, you know, that these, you know that they're condemned to hell because of their fight against Allah.
Who said that?
The Muslim imam that they had come in and pray for 16, I believe it was, bodies.
I'll tell you what, if I was one of those,
if I served
with one of those people there, they'd be praying over that a Muslim imam's body, because I would have shot him gladly.
My point is this, is that you can't take this stuff, and, you know, and the true people that are the believers, we're just, you know, they believe in this country as what it was supposed to be, not what it has been philosophically changed to in the past 4 years. We can't take this. This is overboard. This is too much.
What do you mean this is too much?
This is too much, Tracy.
This is why I say our military should step in.
Something has to happen now.
Yeah, but what?
Something.
You just heard the president just called this a sideshow.
He's the sideshow.
No, he's a freak act.
And all.
No, he's a freak show.
But do you hear what I'm saying?
Vince, please.
Larry agrees with me, right, Larry?
I mean, he is. It's all like that. I mean, he's taking it, and you said, I don't know, maybe it was Jeff talked about.
Man.
Yeah, we talked about how Clinton, and they've just, it was the blueprint. Right. Clinton used to throw all kinds of stuff up against the wall.
Just to see what
sticks. Just to see what stick. Mm-hmm. And then he already knew what he wanted to stick, but everybody was peeling back. So, you know, the IRS, I mean, all this up here that they're doing.
Is it going to stick?
It's going to, Tracy, because like I said, he called a press conference before the press conference on Friday, because not Fox News, not because Breitbart or anybody else that you would consider favorable to the right side of the aisle.
Left.
It was ABC News that came out, and they did a information request, freedom of information request, and they got those documents that showed that it was redacted and changed 12 times. This is the next day. He's acting like they still don't have any idea what was going on. Within 2 hours, they knew who was, that there were elements of Al-Qaeda. They watched this stuff real time with one of our drones that was up there. You know what I mean? And this and those two Navy SEALs that came, they were killed in the seventh hour of the eight-hour
mm-hmm.
attack.
Yeah.
So we had the opportunity to protect, you know, the three things he laid out, Tracy, when he said that big news conference, right? He was going to first secure and make sure our embassy people were safe. Second one, he was going to find out who did it, why, when, and how to try to prevent it. And who knows what the third thing was, but,
yeah.
you know, he never did any of that.
You know what?
And then mm-hmm. we sent out, you know, I don't know Susan Rice, but she just went out, was the messenger to five different places and tried to lay it on obscure video that nobody had seen.
Right. I mean,
and then we sicked the IRS on that guy and put him in jail.
I hope if anything comes out of this of any good is I hope that those two Navy SEALs get recognized as heroes.
Well, it's not even, you know, they're heroes automatically just for serving. And there is, you know, whether they get, because we got heroes every day. Woo! And the number is 347-945-5229.
Well, the really sad thing is, and they do this all the time, they could have sent a couple of F-14s at 200 feet off the ground, supersonic, right over top of that town. It would have been
squashed
over.
Everything.
It would have
been over.
Without
and
firing a shot.
And they'd never fired a shot.
Right.
Then
one sonic boom would have scared everybody.
In
yep.
there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I still think it goes back. I mean, anytime you have something like this and you have a cover up, the cover up is always worse than the crime
right.
itself. I mean, Reagan survived the Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure did.
He did, and that's what this was doing. Instead of going in there, because now you would have had to say why was our guy in a unsecured area.
Right. Now, Larry, you just brought up something. Now, why didn't we go – we didn't have the 24-hour news cycle that we have today. We didn't have the technology that we have today when we had Ollie North and we had this thing. But tell me, why is it that we are not – I mean, you know, Reagan did the same thing, you know, guns for drugs.
Yeah, but this is the difference. Ollie North got in front of everybody and told them what they did and admitted to it. And most Americans and most Americans thought that they would have done the same thing.
But you never heard from President. You never heard from the president.
Yes.
He never said that.
Well, he
yes,
did.
He did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. He got on national television.
I don't remember.
Well, there you go.
He said.
But he said it.
He got on national television in front of the whole nation, and he said, you know, I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if I authorized this, but the buck stops at my desk, and I'm responsible.
Okay, President Obama said the same thing.
No, he didn't. He has not yet.
No, he didn't.
He has yet.
The only thing he ever said is the buck stops at Bush's house.
Yeah.
Didn't you see the one post I had up there? We created a lot of these things in the last 4 years.
Come on,
and
guys.
I had a picture
you guys
of the scapegoats.
The American public is a forgiving public.
Right.
If you
tell the truth.
If you tell the truth.
No, you're not. They're not going to forgive President Obama if he tells the truth.
Now, look, they forgave Ollie North. Look what he's got, a famous radio show right now.
Ollie North,
and he told the truth.
Ollie North wasn't black.
Well, he's from the South.
Ollie North wasn't black.
Yeah, you're right there.
Hold on. Listen, you Republicans think y'all might be forgiving, but you ain't. No, we don't forgive black folk like we forgive white men.
Yeah. They haven't forgive O.J. yet.
We don't forgive black folks like we forgive white Democrats. Let's make that clear, because that's who you forgive. You don't forgive. Will you tell me what white Republican was forgiven?
crickets.
Do 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 do.
Kennedy.
South Carolina.
They just gave
him. He wasn't forgiven.
He won the election.
He won the election. He wasn't forgiven. Him and Newell. The reason why he made it is because the other woman was such a hard character. They didn't like her.
No.
That was Stephen Colbert's.
No.
Stephen Colbert's sister was a complete.
I guess what Tracy's saying is right. I mean, electing him is no different than what Democrats did with Jesse Jackson Jr. in Chicago.
That doesn't count.
This was a desperation.
Jesse Jackson Jr., he didn't even show up. He was really
Understand something. My man down in South Carolina winning has to do with that he is a conservative, and his record was conservative. You have people voting out liberals in any way that they possibly can. That's what just happened.
No.
I don't forgive him nothing. You watch what I say.
We don't forgive Clinton other than, you
know.
Who did? Wait. I got to have somebody on my page calling me comment after Clinton and them said what they said about the doggone, he be carrying my luggage or he be bringing us coffee. After that, Hillary gonna make it. She gonna be in there. Y'all gonna be. Yeah, we gonna win. I say you idiot. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I called the people idiots.
Yeah.
I said you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Once again, why are you sitting up there thinking about that? Is he gonna be carrying your luggage and getting people coffee then? I said, has that changed? Has that dynamic changed?
It has.
Okay, then they deserve what they get.
Listen.
But I don't deserve what they get.
But you're going to get lumped into the
like
hole.
I said,
but
they deserve what they get. I don't.
But listen, President Obama is now. I mean, what is the difference between him and this going? I got to bring it. I think that Ollie North, I think the because that was a mess.
Ollie North couldn't play the race card for 100.
And Ollie North has never went back into public office anywhere either.
He didn't have to. He made millions.
Well, he's making millions still, yeah.
But they never did anything Ollie North.
What do you mean? They put him out to hang.
They didn't put him out to
Bull
hang.
Oh, crap. He was on that Senate floor how many days?
Almost a month, right? They did the same thing.
Almost a month. And you know what? I think the American public fell in love with Ollie North during those Senate. Because he told the truth. Listen, this had to be done to protect American interests. We gave them guns. We gave them money.
Hold on. We have to do this again for another day because I don't have time. I need to know why we had to trade guns for drugs.
I would have traded them Obama.
But why did we have to trade guns for drugs?
He wasn't up for trade. But Tracy, he was a Sandinista, so I guess what it is.
Drugs landed in my community, so I want to know why we had to trade guns for drugs.
I don't think anybody likes to be lied to. You know what I mean?
So then he came out and
told the truth.
Yeah.
And came out smelling like roses in the whole game.
Exactly. Got his own radio show. He made more money than he's ever made.
Why does he make
he's
more money
American
on radio
hero.
Than I do?
you need to go sell some drugs for some arms.
And then give them
give
it to people who fight
all the time, but I don't get no money on
that. You got to admit, the Obama committee tried to do this too when they were giving guns to those Mexicans, the ones that they were taking off
of
us.
Until they shot an American with those guns, and then it became a problem.
Yeah.
You have Fast and Furious Gate. You have Benghazi Gate. You also have
Watergate.
The IRS Gate. And then you have SEAL Team 6 Gate.
Who's SEAL Team 6?
Oh, you don't know that the last minute they were put on that helicopter and seven Afghan soldiers along with them, they don't know what brought down the helicopter?
What helicopter was that?
The one that crashed, the night one that we have
that nobody else knew we really had that was could land right on top of this building, you wouldn't even know it.
What's wrong with that? What happened to them?
It was top secret.
It was top secret.
What happened to them? Oh, well, that's just it.
The helicopter crashed and we don't know why.
We don't know why.
But it just happened to be with SEAL Team 6, the people that assassinated Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
2 months after they assassinated him,
they went down.
Now you tell me,
we haven't heard
they
all
weren't
about
even
them.
Yeah, you have. They've been all over the news.
Well, what about
on Fox? But you won't hear it on the mainstream.
Well, it's been on Fox, but not on mainstream.
Right. And what about the who invited the imam to the funerals? Did you hear about that?
Well, their mom had to come because their mom was
somebody.
Forgiving.
Somebody. No.
That well, was I'm upset because they invited the imam, but not the dad.
At their funeral, he damned them to hell.
That's what I was saying earlier. He spoke over their bodies and condemned them.
I would have shot him right then and there.
Well, my thing is somebody needs to go to jail for this. This is craziness.
Jeff, you can't send me to jail.
No, you can, Tracy. This is not funny.
Jeff.
This is treason. This is treason to the utmost degree. Yeah.
You heard it here on Tracy.
I agree.
I don't think he's going nowhere.
I don't know whether they, you do or not. I understand that.
I don't think they're going to. And reason why,
whatever
cause.
This is treason.
It might be
I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be hell to pay on this one.
And it's going to be the American public that pays for it. That's
what's
happening.
Hold on.
You said his hell to pay.
There's going to be hell to pay.
Okay, who's going
to
pay the hell?
The people in the military and in the CIA are not going to stand for this.
Yeah, that's back to my earlier point. I mean, they're hanging all this not on the State Department, not on the administration. They're trying to hang this on the CIA. And the CIA, they get even.
They know where all the bodies are buried.
And when they get even, they can get you back,
that's
and you don't even know what
plot.
Happened.
Yep.
You know who I really feel sorry for? George Bush. So when he gets to heaven, he can't come in. Why? It's your fault. Poor guy's got a bad rap.
He's not. History is going to show George Bush as one of your better presidents.
You and I know that.
Guarantee you.
South Carolina, I love you guys. We'll be back here tomorrow. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank all of my guests in studio. Thanks, Fix, Larry, Jeff, and Ben. You know, y'all need to pray for them and us. And then, please, we'll keep you in our prayers also. Tomorrow, I have no idea what we're going to be talking about, but I know Jeff and I will be here, hopefully.
We'll be here. Lord, say the same as they say.
We'll be here. See you guys tomorrow. Johnny come.